me and Mrs. Jones.
Welcome to the Savage Nation. Little different than Blue Monday. I love this song. Been going through my head now for days. Me and Mrs. Jones, 1972, by Billy Paul. One of the least, let us say, requited jazz singers of our time. I love this song. I don't know, it reminds me of certain phases of my life, who knows. Springtime is here. Thank God we set the clocks forward, because I got through the winter for the first time since I begun my new show on Cumulus. It's light out on the West Coast at the beginning of my show. It means I've gotten through the winter of my discontent. Yeah, it's been a long, long winter, a dark winter, cold winter. It's still winter, of course, in some parts of America, but not for me. I'm in my springtime. I've got five major stories for you today, and not in any particular order. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do first, though. I'm going to tell you which five stories I'm going to cover. One, Judge bans Mayor Bloomberg. Now, of course, you may have read it the other way, which is that Bloomberg's soda ban was thrown out by a New York Supreme Court judge today, which is astounding. This judge beat Bloomberg up like he was a Peking duck. He beat him with a hammer like he was a Peking duck. I'm calling that one stopping little brother. Judge bans Mayor Bloomberg. Do you know what that does to the ego of this Meshuggah billionaire? Do you have any idea what it does to a Meshuggah billionaire to be stopped by a judge? Who does he think he is? Well, we're going to talk about the soda ban and how dangerous this man is, Bloomberg, how crazy he is, how totalitarian and dictatorial he is. I called it food fascism in 1981 when I published my great book on nutrition, one of them anyway, The Skeptical Nutritionist, which you can hardly find anywhere. But I know what food fascism is, and look where it's coming from. Is it the right wing trying to impose fascistic food decisions on you? No, it's the left. It's the leftists like Bloomberg. Also, Argo Review, don't waste your money. I watched it last night. I downloaded it on a pay-per-view. Yuck. Pap. Homily. Dreck. I'm going to talk about Argo, don't waste your money. Teresa Hines Carey, how she spends $300 million a year through the Tides Foundation to fund left-wing fanatics, and her husband, God forbid, is now Secretary of State. It's as though the Ku Klux Klan took over America on the right, but they're on the left. Think about what I just said. What if a woman funded the Ku Klux Klan on the right, and her husband was Secretary of State? You wouldn't hear the end of it, would you? But because Teresa Hines Carey, along with a good friend, the maniac, Soros, funds the Tides Foundation, which uses tax dollars to turn America into a left-wing wreck, you don't hear a word about it. I'm going to tell you all about that. And finally today in the Savage Nation, this you're not going to believe. An admiral in the U.S. Navy, the head of the U.S. Navy's Pacific Fleet, this is a big admiral, has said, you ready for this? Has said that climate change is the biggest threat to long-term peace. Now, this is at a time that North Korea is threatening to blast the Western United States with a nuclear-tipped missile. This is when missiles are being stockpiled in China. This is when there's a standoff between China and Japan. And this Potemkin admiral, this stooge moron, put in power by yours truly, Obama, the street hustler, the street agitator, Obama picks a moronic admiral in the middle of all this to say that climate change is the biggest threat to America's security. It's beyond belief what happens when left-wing fanatics take over a country. I want to begin, though, tonight with the Stopping Little Brother story, Judge bans Mayor Bloomberg. The show is heard from coast to coast, as you know, 185 stations or so. We have stations from San Francisco to New York City, the biggest ones in the country, the best in the country. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. Let me start with the soda story. This is the biggest story of the day on a very personal level for Bloomberg, because it came out of the Supreme Court of the state of New York, who beat Bloomberg up, as I said, as though he were a Peking duck, and they were just beating him down for cooking him. I'm going to read you parts of this finding, but here's the most interesting part. You know what Bloomberg did, don't you? He banned big drinks, big sodas. Now, first of all, I am opposed to large intake of sugar. However, I think people should make their own choices. I mean, I've written against sugar, fat, salt for years. I've done this for years, but I don't believe in legislating this. Bloomberg doesn't know what food fascism is. He likes to control people. What you don't know is that he was sued by the following groups. Are you ready for this? I want you to listen carefully to who sued Bloomberg. You don't know this because the newspapers didn't tell you this. Here's the actual face of the lawsuit. In the New York State Supreme Court, New York County, the New York Statewide Coalition of Hispanic Chambers of Commerce, the New York Korean American Grocers Association, Soft Drink and Brewery Workers Union, Local H-12 International Brotherhood of Teamsters, the National Restaurant Association, the National Association of Theater Owners of New York State, and the American Beverage Association were petitioners for a judgment against Bloomberg's rule, and it was against the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, the New York City Board of Health, and Dr. Thomas Farley. They were stooges of the little man in New York who would like to be dictator, and they won. So Bloomberg took on a coalition of the unions, of Korean American grocers, of Hispanic Chambers of Commerce, the National Restaurant Association, the Association of Theater Owners, who said, "Are you out of your mind? You're going to destroy our businesses." And they beat him to a pulp. I am so glad that Bloomberg lost for a number of reasons. And I want you to understand what's at stake. This man limited baby formula in hospitals. This man banned trans fats. This man, now under the guise of combating obesity, said that he wants to limit soda intake. And he lies, by the way, at every turn. You know that Bloomberg had the nerve to say that he's not banning anything? It's called portion control. I want you to listen to clip 05 on the Savage Nation. 05.
All we're doing in New York is reminding you that it's not in your interest to have too many empty calories. You can have some. If you want to have 32 ounces, just buy 2 16-ounce.
You can have some. You little Hitler, you. Cups, have some empty calories.
If you want a 64.
Who are you to tell people what to take?
But what's
you little schmendrick, you.
Is you'll take one and probably not come back for the second. But it's totally your choice. We're not banning anything. It's called portion control. It's a typical way that companies use to and governments use to.
All right, shut up. First of all, he was lying through his teeth, as you're going to hear from the judge, what the judge said. The judge did it in a way you can't believe what the judge said about this maniac. This is egomania out of control. How does Bloomberg get away with this? Well, I guess he didn't get away with it. Okay? He didn't get away with it. He did not get away with it. They beat him with a mallet. They flattened him like a Peking duck, and they put him in the oven to cook. Now, he's going to appeal it, of course, because he thinks he can override them, but the judge is so smart in what he wrote that I'm going to share you some of the legal language. You have to understand this. Why it's so important you understand it? Because you've got to stop them somewhere. And if you don't stop them at soda, where are you going to stop it? I'll give you an example. This maniac says he ran it through the health department because it's for your health that he told you he knows what's good for you, okay? He knows what's good for you. You don't know what's good for you. So tomorrow it could be a Big Mac. The next day it could be a chicken that's not cooked according to his rules. Of course, it doesn't ban Jeroboam's of wine, which he probably serves in Gracie Mansion, even though I think Jeroboam's of wine are potentially dangerous. And I wouldn't say to people, now you could have a small bottle of wine, but we don't want you to have a big bottle of wine because you're liable to drink too much and get sick. You're liable to get cirrhosis. You're liable to get in a car wreck. So you can only have small bottles of wine. We're not banning wine in Gracie Mansion. We're only limiting Jeroboam's. But you didn't hear that, did you? No, let the rich roll on, okay? So where are you going to stop this guy? You got to stop him somewhere. This guy, you know, overrode term limits to become and lied about Republican, Democrat, blah, blah, blah. So what did the judge actually say? How did they get around it? Well, first of all, you got to understand he took it to the health department and he made the health department the fall guys for his mania to control. The judge said basically he had no right to shop it to the health department because they don't have that power. You know, by the same token, and I'm going to put it in another context. What if Bloomberg wakes up one morning after a Jeroboam of wine, if that's what he drinks, and he's got a miserable hangover, and he doesn't feel good, and he sees people having a good time, and he wants to stop their good time. And he says, you know, a lot of health costs are related to sexually transmitted diseases that are not really killing, but they're costing us money. So I want all people who engage in sex to make certain that their pubic areas are shaved properly in order to reduce the cost of certain STDs. And we're going to hire 4,000 health inspectors to go around the city and make sure that this is complied with. Now you say, oh, that's absurd. That's just absurd. He wouldn't do it. Oh, no, he wouldn't do it? What is to stop a madman from doing anything? Who is he to tell you how to run your life? I thought a government was not supposed to be intrusive. Now all of a sudden the liberals love big government. They love intrusive government. So we're talking about stopping little brother. I also want to talk about in my show, I do something nobody else does in radio. I've done it since 1994 called News, Views, and Reviews. I give you the news, which I've been giving you. And then I give you my views. And then I give you reviews. Now the review today is of the worst movie I've seen in years called Argo. I don't know where to begin, but when I come back, I'll begin with the revisionist history that is used to glorify none other than the second worst president in American history, none other than Jimmy Carter, who they turn into a hero in this cartoon called Argo. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Hey, everybody. Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
Like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Days of traffic stall westbound San Mateo Bridge on the high rise block in the right lane. Minor delay starting to back up behind it. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge pretty slow from the island as you come into 101. Earlier problems eastbound 588 Grant Line Road as you head for Tracy. Looks like they're out of the way, but traffic is stopped up into Livermore from Vasco Road. And we've got a crash in the South Bay, southbound 880 at 101. That's off to the right side. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brian Sussman here, and I have good news. KSFO listeners have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe. That's a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that will replace your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. You heard me right, friends. One day. Changing out your old pipes will dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded in the shower from someone turning on the washing machine, the dishwasher, flushing a toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs, and their rates are extremely competitive. Now here's the really good news. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential standard water heater that's a $1,200 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. That's 866-201-8682. On the web, plumbingtechandrepipe.com.
We're mid-sized businesses, the engines of a smarter planet.
Our business depends on the movement of information.
Sure, we could use a free file transfer solution like FTP.
But if our file transfers, payments, or orders are interrupted, then our business is interrupted.
Which makes that free solution quite costly.
Instead, we rely on Sterling Connect Direct from IBM.
24/7, unattended, uninterrupted, continuous data transfer.
Learn more at ibm.com/engines/connect.
CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Your favorite radio station really helps you out. It wakes you up in the morning, plays the music you love all day, and keeps you in touch with what's happening around you. Now, it just got better. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Your favorite station with the music and personalities you love is always just a click away. Thanks to iHeartRadio.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
It is the Savage Nation. Judge bans Mayor Bloomberg, stopping Little Brother in his tracks, a review of Argo, Don't Waste Your Money, and other stories on the Savage Nation. Well, let me ask you something, the listeners of the Savage Nation. Do you agree with Bloomberg that he has the right and that he has the authority to ban soda in large containers? First of all, he doesn't. The judge said he didn't. I'm going to read you the actual findings legally. That's all. WABC in New York, Bruce, go ahead. You agree with Bloomberg. Tell us why.
Michael, when people go to the grocery store or to the movie theater, as Mr. Bloomberg is talking about, they really have no choice. All the drinks there are in the store, you get, and I can name the three or four top fruit juice drinks, they're full of sugar. They have between 30 and 40 grams of sugar in an 8-ounce serving. So what the stores and the...
Oh, so wait a minute, but you're missing the point. I didn't say that sugar is good for you.
He may not have the authority.
He exceeded his authority, what the judge said.
And
the issue is, where do we stop lunatics in government when they say this is good for you, this is bad for you?
Michael, if you give me half the consideration that you give a guest, we'll have an intelligent conversation.
No, don't try to control me. I'm not your wife. I'm not the wife who left you. You haven't made a point yet.
You're the one.
I am not the wife you drove away with your tricks. You haven't made a point yet. We know that there's sugar in drinks, so what's your point?
Most people, they go home, they turn on the television, they sit there, and they eat, and they drink, and then they go to bed. They're not intelligent when it comes to sugar consumption, food consumption. They know nothing about it.
So you agree that we should have food fascism and that the government should tell us what sodas we can drink and can't drink?
No, what they should do is mandate that the fruit juice companies have two types of fruit drinks. One with a lot.
Well, I agree with you, but that's not what we're talking about. Bloomberg didn't say to the fruit juice companies, make it all fruit juice. I agree with you on that. He didn't tell them, we encourage you to put out all fruit juice and cut the sugar out. I agree with that. But instead he banned large drinks, is what he did. And that's all they talked about. Because he was going to kill a business that provided tens of thousands of jobs in New York, number one. And number two, it's not his place to ban large drinks. People don't have to listen to him. He could give them opinions, he could give them advice, but he has no right to control them. See, by what token did he do this? What else should Bloomberg ban? I'll give you an argument. If you don't stop him with large drinks, what about bicycles? There's been an awful lot of traffic deaths from bicyclists who got run over by trucks. Maybe he should ban bicycles or ban trucks and cut out all the commerce in New York. That would be good for bicycles. Maybe he should ban hair dye. there's been an associational link between hair dye and cancer. Therefore, maybe old Bloomberg should ban hair dye, and he can hire police to go around to beauty parlors. Now, he could also ban beer. Some people drink too much beer, and he can certainly say no more beer, and he could ban wine and Jeroboam's. He can ban football. He can ban boxing. He can ban anything he wants, can he? No, he can't. He can ban sports cars, can he? No, he can't. So who is it who petitioned the Supreme Court of New York State? Are you listening carefully? This is who did not want this. The New York Korean American Grocers Association is a New York not-for-profit trade association serving 4,000 Korean American grocery, deli, and store owners in New York City. 4,000 groceries. How about the Brewery Workers Union, Local 812, International Brotherhood of Teamsters, an affiliated local union of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters and a member of the Soft Drink and Brewery Conference? 3,600 members, including those who work in these jobs, haulage, warehouse distribution jobs, for companies that have exclusive distribution rights in the New York metro areas for several breweries. They didn't want Bloomberg's law. Who else? National Association of Theater Owners in New York State. They represent 52 movie theaters, 312 screens, 1,800 employees. They didn't like Bloomberg stepping on them. How about the National Restaurant Association? 435,000-member restaurant establishment. You hear this? 700 of its members are located in New York City. They opposed the mayor. The American Beverage Association. He took on groups that know better than him. Now, who was the respondent? The New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. It's an administrative agency in the branch of New York City government. What you don't know is that it's not an independent branch of government. It was appointed by Bloomberg. They're his pawns on the chessboard. Of the 10 board members, they're all appointed by him. All appointed by him. And they're all stooges of Bloomberg. In other words, it's a little dictatorship. So what he tried to do here was limit maximum beverage size. That's all he did right now. Tomorrow would be no soft drinks at all. What else should he ban? Bicycles, football, hair dye, knives, axes, fish hooks, beer and wine? Argo. My review when I come back. So, for nearly a year, you've heard me tell you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS. Why? Because Federal Consumer Protection confirmed that their product gives you a 22% boost to the miles per gallon to your car. That's 22% more mileage. That's right. If you use their product, it's like getting an extra quarter of a tank of gas. With all the turmoil in Egypt, every news agency is forecasting $4 to $5 gas by the end of the year. That translates to $1 a gallon savings. Can you afford not to use what Consumer Protection described as effective and meets and exceeds their 22% mileage claims? Now, I know the inventor of this product. He's a genius. And I don't use that description lightly. So please do yourself a favor and call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. Michael Savage is telling you to call 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427 now. If you have not called him already, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. And start saving money on gas today.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fouts, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Redwood City police have arrested three suspects in the home invasion robbery of a 79-year-old woman. The victim was held at gunpoint and locked in a bedroom while the burglars ransacked the home last week. A man who claims ownership of Facebook wants his criminal case thrown out. He filed suit in New York seeking to stop the government's case against him on fraud charges. More than 100 aftershocks have been recorded following a 4.7 magnitude earthquake in Riverside County. The quake this morning was centered in the San Jacinto Mountains. KSFO traffic. We've got an accident southbound 101 Sir Francis Drake Boulevard. Looks like injuries involved. No lane information yet. CHP still on the way. Eastbound 84 Palomares Drive road in Fremont. We've got an accident that's got the right lane blocked. And northbound 101 Montague Expressway crash there as well. I'm Dave Fouts, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed rate mortgage at 2.75% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.75%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.75% 15-year money today.
Must own no other properties. No self-employment. Otherwise, higher rate will apply. Credit and income requirements apply. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Corporations, California Finance Lenders Law License, NMLS 38512.
That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
I used to pay exterminators to spray my house with toxic chemicals every month. When Chloe was born, I knew there just had to be a better way.
There is. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment. Also offers revolutionary methods of pest control. This is the season when ants, spiders, other bugs, and rodents are trying to get into your home. So call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Now, Planet Orange will customize a pest control program for your family using botanical solutions to common pest problems with free service calls between treatments if needed and peace of mind at no extra charge. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of mint.
Mark, our Planet Orange pest expert, checks in with us every time they come out to treat the property. He's really a tenant.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
If you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247, or visit Rosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through March 31st, receive 300 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 3/31/13.
On the next morning show, you'll discover that we're the only station that does Ticked Off just right with a smile on our face. Join us 5 to 9 a.m., me, Brian Sussman, and the ladies on KSFO.
I love this guy. No one knows him. What a genius. Another unrequited genius in the world of music. Me and Mrs. Jones, 1972, Billy Paul. I don't know, it does something to me. Some songs, you know, move you that way. I guess it's springtime, and I'm thinking about driving over the Queensboro Bridge or something. I wasn't even in New York at the time. But here we are, life moves on. And isn't it a shame that all of these liberals who told us to watch out for the man and the machine and the right-wingers are the very elements of fascism that we all were told to fear. Isn't it something we were told to fear the right when it came at us from the left? Isn't it something that a little man like this has such a need for control that he bans large drinks on the lie that he has the right to do so, number one. Moreover, by the way, I don't dispute the fact that obesity has negative effects on society. But, as the judge said, the petitioners argued the link between sugary drinks and obesity are not as clear as the respondents assert. And they point out studies which show that there's not a direct causal link, incidentally. That's number one. They don't deny that sugary drinks are bad for you, right? Then they go on to say the petitioners, meaning the grocers and the brewers, state that the decision to target only certain sugary sweetened drinks is nonsensical. Listen what the judge wrote. The petitioners state the decision to target only certain sugary sweetened drinks is nonsensical, as a host of other drinks contain substantially more calories and sugar than the drinks targeted herein, including alcoholic beverages, lattes, milkshakes, frozen coffees, and a myriad of others too long to list here. Petitioners also point out the exception to enforcement of the rule whereby certain food service establishments are exempt from complying with this rule. In other words, certain food establishments were exempt. The effect would be a person is unable to buy a drink larger than 16 ounces at one establishment, but may be able to buy it at another establishment that may be located right next door. Furthermore, no restrictions exist on refills, further defeating the rule's stated purpose. I mean, the judge is a genius. He took it apart at the joints. There's more to this, and you have to read the stuff. I mean, if you're into the law, this is amazing. It's amazing to see how this judge took Bloomberg apart at the joints on this. And I don't think he's going to be able to overturn it, incidentally. I don't see how. You know, well, something I've learned in my years of dealing with legal cases, which I abhor, I never wanted to, I never set out to, I've always avoided the courts, but as you get older, no matter what you do, you seem to wind up with the courts and law, and you know what Shakespeare meant when he had something so affectionate to say about all the lawyers, which I can't repeat on the radio. But nevertheless, as you start to read legal briefs, you realize that some lawyers are so smart and so diligent in what they write that they can almost never be overturned, incidentally. I mean, they're really brilliant. But there's a very big story here. Here you have a billionaire with an ego that's greatly outsized, just limited to that. And you have a judge, obviously not as wealthy as Mayor Bloomberg, who crushes him in the court, stopped him overnight before the law was supposed to take place. And he wrote it in such a way that although Bloomberg will appeal it, I don't think that this can be overturned by what I'm seeing here. Because this is such a carefully constructed ban of the ban that you have to read it yourself. You have to read this. And he talks about, you ready for this? Those of you into the Constitution. The seminal case in the area of modern constitutional separation of powers in New York State, Boreale, lists four factors to be utilized in analyzing whether an administrative rule may have run afoul of the separation of powers doctrine. And I'm not going to read them to you, but you're talking about a constitutional issue here as well. Once again, a liberal. A New York liberal, again, crushing the Constitution because of his egomania. It's all about control. It has nothing to do with health. It has to do with this tyrant wanting to tell the little people what they can have and have not. Why doesn't he start by banning after this? If he wasn't stopped here, if they didn't stop him at Munich, what would he do next? Well, perhaps in a year he'd ban white bread over 32 ounces. Perhaps he would say you can't buy more than two bagels at a time. You can go to one bagel store and buy two bagels because white bread's bad for you. But we have deemed, in our judicious opinion, that white bread is harmful to your health. It causes diabetes. It causes caries. It causes obesity, in addition to causing you to be too happy and feel good by eating a bagel. Therefore, we're banning more than two bagels at a time. It does not prohibit you from buying two bagels in one store and two bagels in another store. In fact, you can go into a bakery, you can buy two bagels, ring up the sale, leave the store, and come back at the back of the line and buy another two bagels. I'm not stopping you. I'm not limiting you in buying bagels. No, says old Mayor Bloomberg. No, I'm not limiting the number of bagels. It's called portion control. And gravy, I don't like gravy. It's disgusting. These people eat gravy on everything. I don't eat gravy. I'm a neat man. I'm meticulous. I hate gravies. I think we should limit gravy to 1 ounce servings per meal. And anyone who wants more than that on roast beef, we're not saying you can't have more than that. But what you have to do is order another portion of roast beef and tell them to hold the roast beef and just give you the gravy. Pay another $14.95. So you could order roast beef with gravy. You should get 1 ounce. And if you want more than 1 ounce, don't worry. You can order another roast beef. Pay for it and tell them to hold the beef and give you the gravy and pour it on your plate. Because I'm Mayor Bloomberg. You see the absurdity? Now, I understand that he wouldn't do that. Really? He wouldn't ban white bread or bagels, you sure? Or fish hooks? Why doesn't he ban bicycles? I mean, there's been a lot of horrible, terrible deaths on bicycles. A conflict, poor girls getting run over by trucks. He could ban bicycles, or as I said, he could ban trucks. After all, the trucks are killing the kids on bicycles. Ban all traffic in Manhattan. That's next. Give everybody a white bicycle and a red beret. That's all. And ride around like a communist. The guy's a nut. Yes, of course I believe in telling people what's good for them, but not then imposing food fascism on them and telling them you can and cannot. No, sir. It doesn't work that way. And I invite those of you who are legalistically inclined to look at the act. It's unbelievable. The actual ruling, it's 37 pages long. There are people who are legal fanatics out there. It's worth reading. I'm excited by it. Listen to this, because they beat them to a pulp. Petitioners, that's the market, the Korean grocers, et cetera, further point out the rule exempts soy-based milk substitutes, but other milk substitutes such as almond, hemp, and rice milk are not exempt. You hear this? The rule also does not preclude unlimited free refills or multiple purchases of 16-ounce beverages or providing unlimited sugars after purchase at the regulated businesses, but does limit the containers at self-service fountains to be limited to 16 ounces, irrespective of whether a consumer is purchasing water or one of the non-regulated drinks. Now, one could be cynical and say that what he's actually doing here is working to have people pay more for soda rather than banning, limiting the amount of soda. If you wanted to be cynical, you could say what he's trying to do is drive up the price of soda, by the way. And I'll read you more from this. Now, I'm going to shift now. If you're not interested in the soda or you want to call on it, we have one open line at 855-472-82. If you want to read the case, go to michaelsavage.com. I also want to get to the opening monologue on Argo. Argo is a cartoon. It's for children. It glorifies the worst president in American history till Obama came along, none other than Jimmy Peanut Carter. Jimmy Peanut Carter, I know Iranian history, and I will tell you this. By sticking a knife in the back of the Shah of Iran and bringing back that despicable Gaddafi, who was in exile, by the way. The Shah had driven him into exile in Britain. By bringing back the Shah of Iran, by bringing back Gaddafi, not Gaddafi, yeah, whatever. I get them mixed up because I can't remember all of their names. They're too long. By putting a knife in the back of the young Shah, the Shah of Iran, and bringing back Khomeini, that's who he brought back, he incited radical Islam around the world. Jimmy Carter should be tried for crimes against humanity for what he did. Instead, this rotten Hollywood fiction glorifies Jimmy Carter. And it opens with one of the most horrendous Tokyo Rose-like openings I've heard in a modern movie. I was wondering why it won an Academy Award. I mean, Ben Affleck's a reasonably good actor. Now they're making him into Orson Welles already. They made him into a combination of Orson Welles and the greatest director you've ever seen, which he's not. A cartoon, like a pasted-on beard. The story was contrived. It's based on true events, but it's not true. There was no drama. The Canadian ambassador just ushered them right out of the country. They turned the Iranians into morons, which they're not. Like, they outsmarted every Iranian by giving them cartoon pictures of a movie. Suddenly, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard were idiots. Everything was wrong in the movie. It was slow moving. Now, why did I watch it? Because I do news views and reviews, and I feel I have to watch things that I don't want to watch. I watched In and Out. I played with a dog on the living room floor. I rolled with the dog in the living room floor. I took him out on a pause. I came back in and it didn't end, went on and on. And then shows Ben Affleck drinking whiskey in a room. I mean, he's so pressured. The poor single father story, looking at a toy from his son. And all the sons, all the children of these people, all the children in movies are precious. They all have my daughter, my son, like every prisoner. I want to get back to my baby. They're in jail for murdering three people in a crack deal, but they want to be released any day now. So they go home to their child, their daughter. They live with the daughter, the son. Oh, my goodness. How much more can we take of this? Now, the opening to Argo was the worst part, next to the movie itself. Here is the actual monologue that these children wrote for God knows who. Listen to clip three.
This is the Persian Empire, known today as Iran. For 2,500 years, this land was ruled by a series of kings, known as Shahs. In 1950, the people of Iran elected Mohammad Mossadegh, a secular democrat, as prime minister. He nationalized British and U.S. petroleum holdings, returning Iran's oil to its people.
Oh, wow.
But in 1953, the U.S. and Great Britain engineered a coup d'etat that deposed Mossadegh.
Oh my.
And installed Reza Pahlavi as Shah.
Oh my goodness.
The young Shah was known for opulence and excess.
You mean like
His
Obama?
Wife was rumored to bathe in milk.
I don't know that
while
Michelle
the Shah
does that.
Lunches flown in by Concorde from Paris.
I don't know that Obama does that.
The people starved.
Oh, rubbish. Just utter rubbish. Propaganda. Now, listen to how it gets worse now. These left-wing fanatics in Hollywood in clip four who gave this an Academy Award. Listen to this.
The Shah kept power through his ruthless internal police, the Savak.
Let's stop right there. That's all true. He kept the radical Muslims in check through SAVAK. And let me ask you something now. You mean the radical Muslims who now have death squads and have created chaos and are murdering and torturing and killing people and put women in burqas and prohibit women from driving a car and prohibit women from teaching and prohibit women from being women? They're wonderful. That's what you want in Iran, you idiots? This is where I go crazy when I listen to these Hollywood morons. This is as though it was written by Sean Penn on crack one night. I mean, the only one who could have written this, and I'm sure he didn't, would have been Sean Penn and Oliver Stone wrote this dialogue. So play clip four. This, of course, it wasn't written by them, but in my imagination, it could have been written by them. They're the only ones who could have written this rubbish. Listen to 04.
Here began. He then began a campaign to westernize Iran.
Oh, my.
Enraging a mostly traditional...
Did you hear this? You hear that's bad. You hear the deadpan... Stop. You hear the deadpan NPR voice? The bad Shah began a campaign to westernize Iran. Oh, you mean like letting women drive a car and women could teach? That's really terrible. That really is horrible. They westernized Iran. Play it again, Sam.
And overthrew the Shah. The exiled cleric Ayatollah Khomeini returned to rule Iran. It descended into score settling, death squads, and
really?
Chaos.
Well, that's fair.
Dying of cancer, the Shah was given asylum in the U.S.
Thank God.
The Iranian people took to the streets outside the U.S. embassy, demanding that the Shah be returned.
What's the dead voice? What's the depressed dead voice? What'd they take this woman out of a nut house? Where'd they find such a dead voice to read like this? Everything is so left-wing NPR. That's the beginning of Argo. I knew right away I was in for hell. I knew I was in for a ride that I would hate, like a bad roller coaster that gets stuck on the top. Like it clinks you to the top and stops. Awful. And wait, to top it off, I had to sit through it for 2 hours. At the end of it, they bring in Jimmy Carter, no less. I could not believe it. The worst president in American history until Obama was inflicted upon us. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank accounts. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services helped Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-773-7618. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-773-7618. 800-773-7618.
Days of traffic eastbound 237 Lawrence Expressway. We've got a crash blocking the right lane. Two cars involved. CHP's on the scene. Traffic just starting to back up. Biggest problem continues eastbound 580 Grand Line Road. Earlier today, big rig ran off the roadway down the embankment. Lots of activity to the right side. Traffic still backed up into Livermore, almost to Vasco Road. It is starting to unwind a little bit, however. And now with southbound 101, Sir Francis Drake. a crash there. I'm Dave Fox, Talk 560 KSFO.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-6010 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-6010. 1-800-838-6010. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-6010.
If you suffer from psoriasis, you know it can feel like a curse. If you're tired of the pain and embarrassment of your psoriasis and would like to take control, then you want X-Track, the breakthrough targeted light therapy for psoriasis. X-Track can clear your psoriasis in weeks with no harmful side effects.
I was seeing results within like two or three treatments.
Go to xtrackradio.com and see how this simple in-office treatment targets all psoriasis areas.
It's very quick. I couldn't even feel anything.
X-Track is covered by all major insurance companies and Medicare. Plus, you can be reimbursed for any copays until you see results.
I've had psoriasis since I was 18. It's always been a problem, and X-Track totally cleared it up.
For your no-cost treatment, call 800-613-8142. That's 800-613-8142. Or visit xtracradio.com right now. For qualified patients, certain restrictions apply. Results may vary.
After a fluffy waffle and some HDTV time at La Quinta, you know what you'll do in your big presentation? You'll bowl them over! La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book your next successful stay at lq.com.
Grab your dancing shoes for lessons at Steps on Toes. Learn the hottest ballroom and Latin moves at half off thanks to SweetJack.com.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
On the next morning show, you'll discover that we're the only station that does Ticked Off just right with a smile on our face. Join us 5 to 9 a.m., me, Brian Sussman, and the ladies on KSFO.
We've got to do something about it. Everybody's wringing their hands saying, got to do something. Well, here is a concrete thing. You can still buy large bottles in stores, but in a restaurant, 16 ounces is the maximum that they would be able to serve in one cup. If you want to order two cups at the same time, that's fine. It's your choice.
That's fine.
We're not taking away anybody's right to do things. We're simply forcing you to understand that you have to make the conscious decision to go from one cup to another cup.
You're such a sweetheart. We're forcing you. You hear the word? We're forcing you to understand. Well, they did that in communist China. They forced you to understand in other dictatorships. Today it's soda. Tomorrow it's white bread and bagels. Maybe it's hair dye. Maybe it's football. Maybe it's sports cars. Maybe it's fish hooks. Maybe it's beer. Maybe it's wine. The guy's a maniac. He overrode the powers he has. The judge beat him to a pulp. So I want to read you something. He says that he didn't do it. The Board of Health did it. Now, the Board of Health are his stooges. Here's what the judge wrote. You ready for this? The express duties of the Board of Health under 1219 clearly deem that the Board of Health's main responsibilities are, quote, to prevent the spread of all contagious, infectious, and pestilential diseases for the safety of the public. The Board of Health under 1229 defines its ability to make laws to protect from nuisances and defines public nuisance as whatever is dangerous to human life or detrimental to health, and whatever renders the air or human food or drink unwholesome. It also declares these nuisances to be illegal. Are you listening to this? This goes back to the 1920s. But this judge is so good, he went back to the original charter of the city of New York to the 1600s and then takes you through each charter of New York City and shows you how absurd this mayor is in thinking he has this power, which he doesn't. Now, of course a Board of Health is supposed to prevent the spread of contagious, infectious, and pestilential diseases. And of course to make laws to protect from nuisances. We understand that. But this is not what this is all about. This is something entirely different. Again, Bloomberg overstepped his powers. And again, he stepped into something he had no idea he was stepping into. and he took on an ethnic grocers association, a huge voting bloc. The Hispanic grocers, the Korean grocers, he took them on, and they got really angry at him, since a good portion of their business depends upon selling these products and others. Then we go on. He says, I'm not banning anything. He says, all I'm doing is portion. Listen to clip five, portion control. Listen to this. Portion control, clip five.
New York portion is reminding you that not in your interest to have too many empty calories. You can have some. If you want to have 32 ounces, just
you.
Buy two 16-ounce
cups. Buy 16 1-ounces.
Take them back to your seat. If you want a 64 ounces,
you little
take
schmuck.
Cups back.
Yeah,
but
take it back to your seat, Schmendrick.
Here is you'll take one and probably not come back for the second. But
that's
it's totally
all.
Your choice. We're not banning anything.
Oh,
it's
no.
called portion control. It's a typical ways that companies use to and
oh,
governments
yeah.
use to.
Yeah, lab rats get portion control, you putz.
And what isn't?
A lab rat gets portion control. A lab animal has portion control, not a human being. Who are you to tell them portion control? What are you going to tell them now? A steak cannot exceed 8 ounces because it's bad for your cardiovascular system, Schmendrick. What's next? You want to ban steaks? We all know not to eat too much meat. Any intelligent man knows that. I don't eat much meat. But I don't want anyone telling me I can't have a 16-ounce steak if I want it. When I want a 32-ounce porterhouse, if I have 2 days to live, I may have a 32-ounce porterhouse. I got to go to you, schmuck, and get a writ. I get a writ from the mayor. I'll get on my bended knee and ask you for writ to buy a big steak. Schmendrick. There's a word for him in every language. In English, the language is food fascism. That's what defines this. It's crazy. This is unbelievable to me. I didn't know how he could get this far. But boy, did he run into an intelligent judge. I want to find what the judge writes about. Ah, here it is. Bingo. My eagle eye, my PhD, comes in handy because I can scan large documents quickly. And with my electronic mind, I can find what I was looking for. It's like reading a scientific paper and finding what you're trying to find. Portion control. You ready? Next, the court addresses whether the portion cap rule itself is arbitrary or capricious. Right? But when I come back, I'm going to show you why his argument about portion control is arbitrary and capricious and illegal, by the way. See, everything I like is either illegal, immoral, or fattening. That I know. But I don't want them to tell me what I can have and not have.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Me and Mrs. Jones.
A little mellow. Mellow. Mellow on Blue Monday. A little mellow. I love the tune. Clocks are moved forward or back. I don't know what I did, but it's light out here on the West Coast. I love it. But I move them forward? Spring forward, right? I sprang forward. It's 10:05 on the East Coast. It's dark, of course. So it's 7:05 here. It's gorgeous. I'm sitting on the bay looking at the birds, the lights across the bay. And here I am. I'm looking at things I never could have imagined in my life. We have diehard New York liberals acting like little Mussolinis. At every turn, we have sexual minorities on boards of health taking on ethnic minorities in businesses. You didn't hear that one. Put that into your pipe and smoke it. They permit sex clubs, rampant sex, around-the-clock sex, medical marijuana, but they ban soda. You hear what I just said to you? Catch what I just said. They permit pornography in every household. But they tell you you can't have a large soda. It's bad for you. This little dictator. It's bad for you. How about porno in every home, Bloomberg? Has anyone whispered in your ear that maybe porno is bad for marriages and families? That didn't enter your mind? And you're concerned about soda, how much sugar they're getting. How about the porno you're pumping into every house? Why don't you put a ban on that? There's no vice squad in New York anymore. There is no vice. The only vice is a soda or a cigarette. You hear this? Encourage the children, in other words, to be stoned out of their minds on marijuana. Encourage that. Encourage it to be stoners. But you shouldn't have a soda. Do you see what they're doing to this country, how crazy these liberals are? And, as I said to you, not only are they wrong, but they're legally on very, very thin ice. So the judge today banned Bloomberg. And I'm reading from the case. I'm also talking about the cartoon called Argo that Hollywood put out, a cartoon about Iran, a cartoon about the event, a cartoon about everything. Revisionist history from top to bottom, and they glorify Jimmy Carter. How much more do you need to know that Ben Affleck glorifies? Ben Affleck is one of the most left-wing fanatics in Hollywood, which is how he got where he is, by the way. The Caesars of Hollywood, Hatzenberg, Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg. If the Caesars don't have their ring kissed, you get nowhere. You don't work in that town. So Affleck knows whose rings to kiss. He got in hand and knees over his life, them kissed their rings, and look where he is today. And how, they say, all right, you got to make the movie, but make sure that you glorify Jimmy Carter at the end. We got to do something for him. He's out of favor right now. Unbelievable. Don't waste your money. Cost $45, $90 million to make, took in $150. They're making a fortune with his lie about Iran and America and the CIA. All I can say is God bless the CIA, and you know what I think of Hollywood, don't you? Now Bloomberg, old Bloomberg, got stopped at Munich. Thank God they stopped him at Munich before he took Poland. But what would his Poland be? I mean, they stopped him at Munich. They should have stopped him before Munich, but he already banned baby formula. He banned this, he banned that, this and that. Now, remember, I'm a PhD in nutrition from a great university. I've written many health books about the dangers of white flour as opposed to whole wheat flour, the dangers of sucrose as opposed to non-sucrose-ridden foods. I drink pure juices. I rarely drink anything with sugar in it because I get sick. And one of the reasons I'm still kicking, and thank God I'm still alive, is I don't use sugar. I use very little fat. Now I'm on a new kick, which is low salt because I'm reacting to salt. I, by the way, didn't cook with it for 40 years. I raised the children without sodium because I know about more than 1 gram of sodium a day will lead to hypertension and possibly stroke, early stroke. Maybe Bloomberg could ban French fries. He can ban pretzels. He can ban peanuts. I mean, where do you want to stop this lunatic? Education, yes, but food fascism, no. So they stopped him at Munich. If they didn't stop him at Munich, what would he ban next? White bread or a bagel. He could say, I'm not stopping you from having a bagel, but you can't buy more than two bagels at a time because they're bad for you. So you can buy two bagels, leave the bakery, and come back another two. Or you can go to another bakery next door and buy two more bagels. That's what the Schmendrick wants to do. Now he goes into the food portion issue. I want you to hear again clip 5 now on the Savage Nation.
All we're doing in New York is reminding you that it's not in your interest to have too many empty calories. You can have some. If you want to have 32 ounces, just buy two 16-ounce
That's all. Just spend more money.
Cups. Take them back to your seat. If you want a 64 ounces, take 4 cups back. But what's likely to happen here is you'll take one and probably not come back for the second. But it's totally your choice. We're not banning anything.
No.
It's portion control. It's a typical way.
Right, cut it out. Right. It's very, very good. That's how all of the fascists get away with it. They create new jargon for controlling you, okay? As I say, pornography could be banned, too. That would be porno control, wouldn't it? You can watch one download a night of porno, but you can't watch two. Why don't you ban porno? It's wrecking people's minds and lives, but you don't want to ban that. Instead, you're stooping marijuana down people's throats, telling children it's good to have marijuana. The kids are stoned now in New York City. All of a sudden, they believe marijuana is a harmless drug when it's more toxic than cigarettes. By the way, if you actually check, just do a Google on toxic compounds in marijuana smoke. Go ahead, Google it if you're not too stoned to do it. You want to die of cancer? No, of course you don't. Then you keep smoking marijuana, you won't die of cancer because it's natural. Yeah, well, strychnine is also natural. Now, let's go to the portion control issue.
On the next morning,
the judge, who's a genius, writes about portion control. And what he says is whether this is arbitrary and capricious. And he says it certainly is arbitrary and capricious, as he argues. I'm going to tell you what page. It's page 33 of the judge's finding. Because he finds that it is arbitrary and capricious. Not only that, he said it violates itself, the idea of portion control. Because it's, I want to read his exact words. I have to find the exact words. I had it and lost it. But I'm not going to find it again right now. It's in the middle of a show. You read it for yourself. You can find it in the article, by the way, on michaelsavage.com. So he throws out portion control, and he says that it's arbitrary and capricious. Why? It is arbitrary and capricious because it applies to some but not all food establishments in New York City. It excludes other beverages that have significantly higher concentrations of sugar, sweeteners, and or calories on suspect grounds, and the loopholes inherent in the rule, including but not limited to no limitations on refills, defeat and or serve to gut the purpose of the rule. You hear this? So little dictator says, we're not stopping you. Go get another one, little schmuck. You know, take it to your seat, moron. I don't go to a movie theater myself. I have a movie shown in my house. But you little man, you want to go to a movie theater with your children and buy all that popcorn and all that soda? Well, get up and buy another soda. So the judge writes, but no limitation on refills defeats and or serves to gut the purpose of the rule. Of course. That's what it does. Then he goes into the authority. He has no authority. Then he goes into the issue of the health department. Has no authority. Honorable Milton Tingling should be put on the U.S. Supreme Court after this. He's on the New York Supreme Court. I don't know if he's on the New York, what his exact position is, the judge, but he sure is a brilliant guy, and he must have spent months on this because he took this case very seriously. He didn't just fob it off. And as I say, it's as though he took a duck and beat it with a mallet, getting it ready to make it into a Peking duck. It's the New York State Supreme Court, no less. But here's something you shouldn't forget, which is that who brought the case against Bloomberg and his cronies? Listen carefully. New York Statewide Coalition of Hispanic Chambers of Commerce. Why? They're in the grocery business, bodegas. The New York Korean American Grocers Association. Thousands of them in New York. They don't want this. Soft Drink and Brewery Workers Union. They don't want it. Local 812, International Brotherhood of Teamsters. They don't want it. National Restaurant Association, they don't want it. National Association of Theater Owners, they don't want it. The American Beverage Association, they don't want it. They didn't say sugar is good for you. No one said sugar is good for you. They don't like an overreaching, overarching government. What else should he ban next? Sports cars, football, boxing, hair dye, knives, axes, fish hooks, white bread, bagels, beer, wine. What is he going to do next? Huh? I'm also reviewing Argo. Please don't waste your money on it. It's one of the most horrendous left-wing movies. Look, I enjoy movies. I don't care what their political orientation is. If they're good art, this was not good art. It was a cartoon. Why am I going on and on about it? Because it gave itself an Academy Award. Why? Because the czars of Hollywood said, well, we glorified Jimmy Carter. We rewrote history about the Shah of Iran. We glorified radical Islam, which is good because that way we could peddle the movie in the Middle East. There's a big market there. Our owners in China didn't mind because we mentioned nothing about China. So let's give it an Academy Award. He grew a beard and long hair for it. Great. He looks great in it. Go ahead, move on. And he gives you an ab shot, too. Couldn't resist showing you his ab. Oh, my God. It was like for 11-year-old girls on medical marijuana who don't drink sugary drinks. By the way, there was a study last week about the benefits of caffeine. He's focusing on sugar. As I learned in my graduate studies in pharmacology, and I had one of the best teachers in the world, he was the former research director of Dow Chemical, and he retired and moved to the university where I was studying pharmacology. And I asked him about caffeine. I'm talking 1968. He was a brilliant man, and he said caffeine is a wonderful cerebral stimulant. And there was a study last week on bees that sip the nectar of certain plants, which naturally produce small amounts of caffeine in the nectar, and the bees have a better memory than the other bees. Their memory of that plant is retained longer than the non-caffeinated nectar. So in other words, caffeine helps your memory. That's another reason it's not good for Bloomberg and the left-wing fascisti, right? They want you on marijuana, which weakens your memory. No, you say, okay, this is going too far. No, it's not going too far. No, it's not going too far. I know more about health than that Schmendrick. And I'm telling you what he's doing here. Feeding more of the lies. Doping the population by not talking about pornography or marijuana and the dangers thereof of both. Instead, he's talking about the danger of caffeine and sugar. You hear this? Why do you think people imbibe beverages with caffeine? Why do you drink it? Why do I drink diet soda? Why do I drink coffee? Because caffeine is a good cerebral stimulant. It permits me to focus. It gives me control of language. It gives me better control of my memory. It helps sharpen my memory. And my cylinders are all firing after I can take insufficient caffeine for a show. If I smoked marijuana before a show, I would be unable to do the show. I couldn't do it. I haven't smoked marijuana in 30 years. But if I did, I would be discombobulated. My mind would not be focused. So that's where the liberals are taking your children. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of this Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for Safe Light or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Claim your sample today. 1-800-922-8983. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-922-8983. 1-800-922-8983.
You know, shopping for new window coverings at a home improvement store is like running a gauntlet of inexperience, high prices, and frustration. So stop it and go to Blinds.com for almost limitless selection and unrivaled expert service. I've used them. While you're there, try their new free face-to-face virtual design consultation. Just use your smartphone, tablet, or webcam and connect with a Blinds.com design expert. Blinds.com. It's like having a decorator looking over your shoulder, helping you select the perfect blind shade, shutters, or drapes for your space, only without any pressure to buy. And as always, installation is easy. About 20 minutes is all it takes to transform any room by yourself. Or if you prefer, they'd be happy to send over a pro installer to do it for you. And even if you mismeasure, which is unlikely, they'll remake it for free. So get free color samples, free shipping, and no sales tax in most states. That's Blinds.com, where prices crush home improvement store prices. Set up your home now so it's ready for spring at Blinds.com.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-6010 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-6010. 1-800-838-6010. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-6010.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci and Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
Well, the new economic policies are what they are, and the big question is, how is it all going to affect you and me? Brian Sussman here, and I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at one of two special financial seminars. The first will be on Tuesday, March 12th in Palo Alto, and again on Thursday, Thursday, March 14th in Newark. Both are at 7 o'clock. No cost, no obligation. Retirement plans, saving money, what do we do now? Again, join Pat Vitucci and me, Brian Sussman. This will be March 12th, 7 o'clock at the Crown Plaza in Palo Alto, or Thursday, March 14th at the Hilton in Newark. Call to reserve a seat. It's all free, no obligation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305 or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
The Department of Education doesn't educate anybody. The Environmental Protection Agency? No.
Mark Levin.
It's the Private Sector Destruction Agency.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Walk like a man. See, no rock and roll song like Walk Like a Man. I think Bloomberg should consider prohibiting listening to the entire song or playing it around effeminate men, because it could make them feel uncomfortable. And of course, he would say he's not banning playing certain music. It's just that it's music control. It's a typical way that little fascists explain to people what is in their interest and what isn't. So I think playing certain rock and roll songs would be offensive to certain individuals today, and therefore they should be not banned. But instead of listening to the entire download or the entire record, as we would have said in my day, you listen to half. And if you want to hear the whole record, you download the record again. Because it's good for you. And certainly you shouldn't play it around anyone who is not a manly, because it may make effeminate men feel uncomfortable. You understand what's at stake here? Do you understand how this works? I'm sure you do. Now, who brought this on against Bloomberg? You have to understand what a big mistake he made politically. And anyone in America who is thinking of similar fascistic moves in the interest of the health of the people better understand that they're taking on the Coalition of Hispanic Chambers of Commerce, which in New York represents 200,000 Hispanic businesses, the New York Korean American Grocers Association, CAGRO, representing 4,000 Korean American grocery, deli, and store owners in New York City, Soft Drink and Brewery Workers Union, thousands of jobs. Shall I go on? Why would a mayor try to kill business? Because he's elite. He's immune. He doesn't give a damn. He's satisfying his own little inner circle of morons who tell him, well, you know, those idiots down there, we cut down on this, but we haven't cut down on that. Why don't we take away their sodas now? Well, we can't take it away, so let's do portion control. You have to stop them at Munich. Dictators need to be stopped, nipped in the bud. Now, just a side note. Friday, I did my show. This is the Savage Nation, by the way, that you're listening to. The greatest show in town, if I may say so myself. Sometimes I listen to my own show and I almost weep at how close it is to the Beethoven. If Beethoven were alive and he did talk radio, he'd be me. Some have said it would be another artist, but no, it's Beethoven or Coltrane. If Coltrane were alive, it would be me. He'd be me on radio. Tonight is a good show. I'm very excited. My mind is excited. Because finally, maybe the average man can see what liberalism tries to do to them. Take away even their soda while pushing pornography on them. Why doesn't he ban soda? The Board of Health could say that, why doesn't he ban pornography? We know pornography is harmful to families, marriages. It used to be banned. There's no vice squad. What, are you going to use the vice police now to go break up a soda party? All right, we got him now, man. We got him now. We got 16 kids drinking 32 ounces. Yeah, you know, it wasn't a massacre. We only had to kill two of them. We broke the door down. We heard there was a 32-ounce soda party going on in there. So the other day on the radio, on Friday, I was talking about Jesus said that it's easier for a rich man, it's more difficult for a rich man to enter heaven than it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. And I said, well, some people would say that that makes Jesus a communist. I said, but that's not what he meant. I didn't finish the thought. So after the show, I went to the men's room at the radio station. And I was at the men's thing, the urinal. No, it was, but no biggie. It's not a lewd thing I'm about to say. It was interesting. A man was next to me who I never saw before, a Hispanic gentleman. And he said to me, out of the blue, he said, I listened to what you say about the eye of a needle. And he said, that's not what Jesus meant. I agree with you. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I'm a minister in addition to being working at the station. I work in prisons. I said, wow, you work with the worst of the worst. He says, hey, he smiled. He said, what Jesus meant by the eye of a needle was in those days, in the ancient days, the eye of the needle referred to the entrance to walled cities. And when a camel was fully laden with goods and merchandise, the camel had to, you know, bring the camel to his knees and remove the goods for him to enter the eye of the needle into the walled city. That's what he meant by the enter the world, you know, through the eye of a needle. You follow that? It wasn't about actually a camel going through an actual literal needle. It's an interesting, I didn't know that. Shows you what can learn anywhere. If your mind is open, if you have an open mind and an open heart like I do, you can learn anywhere. That's all. Nothing more to it than that. I'm not putting anyone down. I didn't even say wall banger. I didn't say hysteric. I didn't.
Savage.
Hey, everybody. Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora. Was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician. He was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. A Silicon Valley engineer has been convicted of killing three executives of the company that fired him. Now the jury must decide if the man was criminally insane when he committed the murders. One of three women accused of robbing and beating a Novato marijuana grower on Halloween has pleaded guilty. She was dressed as a fairy princess when she took part in the robbery. Solano County authorities think they've captured a graffiti tagger who's vandalized a lot of property in the Fairfield area. The suspect was captured after he and another man were allegedly seen tagging a sound wall on Interstate 80. Taking a look at the roadways, not bad right now. Eastbound 580 at 238 have a crash. That's off to the right shoulder. Southbound 113 at Highway 80 in Dixon. Right lane closed by some overnight road work. And northbound Golden Gate Bridge. Looks like we have a stall now blocking the right lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560. KSFO.
The best damn morning show, period.
Joe Butthead, what an idiot.
Got a shotgun? Anybody got a shotgun? Get yourself a shotgun, people.
Stand up for Chuck.
Come on,
that's
shotgun.
A three-letter word.
J-O-B-F. A shotgun. Shotgun. Come on now, people. If you want to save yourself your family, get
God
a shotgun.
Bless them. Everybody stand. You can't stand up, Chuck. Everybody stand up for Chuck.
Chuck.
Oh, come on.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Our deck was looking pretty bad, so we called Planet Orange, and yep, we had termites. They did a great job at getting rid of the termites, but who do I call to repair the deck?
Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's right, Planet Orange, America's leader in orange oil termite treatment, also offers construction services. Now's the time to call 1-800-7-ORANGE, because termites don't hibernate. Even if you don't see them, they could be living in the wood, eating away at your home all winter long. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. Orange to schedule a free termite and pest inspection today. Every treatment is backed by an industry-leading 2-year warranty with free annual reinspections. And all that's left behind is the fresh smell of oranges.
Our Planet Orange termite expert, Chris, was really on top of it. He was professional, thorough, and our decks look great.
Call 1-800-7-ORANGE or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free pest inspection today. That's 1-800-767-2643.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?
Dart into Cache Creek today. We're giving away 16 cars in 8 weekends guaranteed. That's right. Every Saturday and Sunday from March 4th till April 28th, someone will win a hot, brand new Dodge Dart, guaranteed. Everyone receives a free swipe daily to win dining, bonus play, or entries into the drawings every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m., where 3 people will win $500 cash, and 1 will win the Dodge Dart, guaranteed. That's 16 cars over 8 weekends. And not just any cars. Dodge Darts, the fun-packed sedan. According to Cars.com, Dodge hit the bullseye with the new Dart. 16 cars and 8 weekends guaranteed. Only at Cache Creek Casino Resort. Play the best close to home. Visit CacheCreek.com for details.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
On the next morning show, you'll discover that we're the only station that does Ticked Off just right with a smile on our face. Join us 5 to 9 a.m. Me, Brian Sussman, and the ladies on KSFO. And so, ooh, I fell in love with you.
It is the Savage Nation. So this is what happens with liberal social engineering. They manufacture a crisis, and then they set out to solve the crisis. The blind spots in Bloomberg's rhetoric are astonishing. The city is rampant with vice, rampant with pornography, rampant with sex clubs, rampant with open smoking of marijuana, which is toxic to the lungs. And he's worried about a soda that someone might have so they can get to work that day. A soda so they could have the mind, the mental energy to go to work. So the judge, as I say, took a mallet to him, beat him like a duck, was about to be thrown into an oven. The petitioners, meaning the grocers, the restaurant association, the unions. Let me ask you something. What sane mayor would attack businesses like this in a time like this and not expect Korean grocers, Hispanic grocers, the brotherhood of whatever the unions were? Who would do this? But a billionaire out of touch with reality. So the petitioners, that's them, state the decision to target only certain sugary sweetened drinks is nonsensical. Listen to this. As a host of other drinks contain substantially more calories and sugar than the drinks targeted herein, including alcoholic beverages, lattes, milkshakes, frozen coffees, and a myriad of others too long to list here. Can you believe this? I'll have a latte. I'll have a macchiato. And I want the beans from 5,200 feet in Guatemala, where it's sensitively grown, with people who like to pick the beans. You ever get behind one of them on a line? Lying in a coffee shop today? It's unbelievable to me what you have to put up with. But anyway, that's a side note. No reasonable opposition, long established from the legislature, but invested in a minister. So there it is. That's what the health departments have become. You have these people who they've put on health departments who are not focused on pornography as a public health hazard, sex clubs as a public health hazard, marijuana as a public health hazard, irrespective of some of the alleged benefits of medical marijuana, it is a public health hazard. Instead, they're focused on what you should eat and drink. And that is why it's good that they stopped them at Munich. What's next? What should Bloomberg ban next if he wasn't stopped at Munich? White bread, bagels, hair dye, football, sports cars, bicycles, beer, wine. Where will he stop? Oh, Tim in San Diego. I wasn't going to go down there, but he's listening on KSFO on the web. Tim, I got it. I remembered Tim. Tim's a good wordsmith. Tim, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Michael, all I can say about Bloomberg is he's meshuggah.
He's mess sugar. He's mess sugar nut. That is funny. You always were good with words, Tim. I remember you from the early days.
Yeah,
and by the way, mess is a shortened version of messianic complex. Sugar, of course, is sugar, and na is na. Mess sugar, na. So, Tim, I got to send you a copy of my novel. Have you bought it yet?
You know, I got your second one. I never read your first one, Michael.
Did you buy A Time for War?
I'm ashamed to admit you actually sent it to me, Michael.
Okay, then I'll send you Abuse of Power. Thanks for calling. Stay on the line. Let's go to WABC in New York, where one of the 8 female listeners I have 8 Savagettes who listen to the show. It's mainly males, but there's 8 women who listen to the show around America. Susan is apparently one of the 8. Susan on WABC, go ahead, please.
Michael, in New York City, we have some beautiful parks where children play many different sports most of the year round. And those concessions where thousands of children play with their families every weekend. I live in Brooklyn here. We have Prospect Park. And the city is in control of those food concessions. And I can just tell you that if Mayor Bloomberg wants to take a stand and do some education, he could offer some healthy choices and get rid of the toxic food that they are giving these young little potential athletes and students.
I agree 100%. When my son was on Little League, I used to burn up looking at the food stand. Hot dogs, Kool-Aid, terrible soda drinks. I used to try to talk to them about putting in real orange juice, 100% juice, for example. Something other than a hot dog for a kid to clog his arteries. So don't think I'm not aware of the negatives of this. What I'm more offended by is not the negativities of fat and sugar and salt than I am with fascistic government actions. You understand that, I'm sure, Susan, right?
I do understand that, but what I'm saying is if he wants to take a stand, he's got his audience in his parks, in the concessions that he controls, the city controls. Why doesn't he go there, start with what he can do? This is the families are out.
Why would he take on thousands of grocery stores who oppose this? Why? There's something wrong with this picture. Why did he attack them like this? You see, there's more to this than meets the eye. Bloomberg is not necessarily doing this out of altruistic reasons. He's a politician. He's a cagey politician. There's something wrong with this picture. For him to alienate Teamsters, grocers, restaurants, movie owners, there's something wrong with this picture, and I don't know exactly what it is. Somebody is pushing money into his coffers that wants people to not have the stimulation of sugar and caffeine, and they want them to get the stimulation from somewhere else or other sources. Need I say more?
Wow.
How's that for thought? How's that food? Is that food for thought? In other words, let's break it down to brass tacks. Why do people consume sugar and caffeine? To stimulate their mind, right? To get a kick out of it, a rise. So it's perfectly legal. It may not be good for you, but people need it to go to work or to focus on something. Or they like the taste. What else stimulates thinking and what else stimulates the rapid use of the mind? Well, there's illicit substances out there. There are pharmaceuticals out there. Could it be that the manufacturers of pharmaceuticals are somehow whispering in Bloomberg's ear? And the other little mini Mussolinis around America who want to ban a sugar and caffeine? It's possible, isn't it? Why? Anything's possible in America. You know, Chicago on the issue of the terrible cartoon called Argo. Don't waste your money. Ben in Chicago, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
You know, I went to see Argo, Doc, and it's amazing how much theater is involved as opposed to true history of that event. And the glorification of Carter is obvious, and the same thing with the movie Lincoln. But I went to see The Emperor yesterday, the story about Douglas MacArthur's post-war Japan reconstruction.
Yeah, and all I did was turn it into a love story.
Yeah.
By the way, who plays MacArthur? Who's the actor in MacArthur?
Tommy Lee Jones out of Yale University, which has...
Yeah, I like Tommy Lee Jones. Generally, when he plays a Southern sheriff, he's great at it, who beats people up. Did he do a decent MacArthur?
He did, but...
I know, but the script was horrible. I read the reviews. Instead of talking about MacArthur as a war hero, they talked about MacArthur's love affair with his secretary. Typical Spielberg.
Well,
all right, thanks, Ben. I appreciate it. I'm just getting distracted, that's all. M-A-L-W. That's W as in W, M-A-L, in the heart of the monster, where the other social engineers seem to congregate. W-M-A-L in Washington, D.C. Leonardo, you're up on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Mr. Savage, how you doing?
What's up?
I just can't believe how condescending Bloomberg is towards the citizens of New York. It's incredible. It's like, I don't know, I was born and raised in Manhattan. I moved out 11 years ago. I live in Falls Church right now, and I'm so happy I'm not a New Yorker, because if I were, I'd be moving out right now.
What do you mean, from the control of social engineering of this little Mussolini?
Of course. It's like they want to dumb the populace down so much that they just want people to do what they say blindly or just adhere. And that's not...
Yes, that's right. And they look how clever he is. We're not taking anything away. It's portion control. I mean, we understand that that's how dictatorships begin, isn't it?
Most certainly.
Most certainly. It's never a whole move. It's a partial move.
Yeah.
And what you have to understand is I myself don't drink sugary sodas. I drink pure juice. I like pure juices. But I don't want anyone telling me I can't have a soda. Who is he to tell a poor man that he can't buy a big 32-ouncer for a pizza party? Instead, he has to buy 2 16-ers. Why? What sense does that make for a poor man? This is an example of a billionaire out of touch with reality. That's what it comes down to, Leonardo. And that's where fascism is coming from today. Thanks for the call. Now, talking about billionaires who are social engineers, John Kerry was just made Secretary of State. He certainly couldn't do a worse job than Hillary Clinton, who set the Middle East on fire. So that's the starting point. She set the Middle East on fire. Of course, she's never been more popular, according to the left-wing polls. Now we have the wife of John Kerry, Teresa Ketchup Kerry. Teresa Ketchup Kerry is tied in with the Tides Foundation. It has the benign name of a laundry detergent, right? But the Tides Foundation is a favorite charity of liberal donors such as Teresa Ketchup Kerry and Barbara Streisand. The two of them have given Tides more than $8.5 million over the years. What you don't know is that from 09 to 11, the most recent years for which data is available, the government has given Tides $28 million in grants paid for by American taxpayers. Did you know that you're funding this left-wing hit group? You didn't know about that. George Soros is also tied to the Tides Foundation. You don't know about that. You don't know that. Well, you get the picture, don't you? So this is what's going on in America today. You have Teresa Kerry giving millions of dollars to this left-wing organization who have supported every left-wing monstrosity that you could ever imagine. And there it is. The ACLU, of course, are recipients of it. And the Tides Foundation uses tax dollars to turn America to the left, according to Watchdog.org. 855-400-7282. Now, here's a subject very close to my heart. Why? I have nothing against General Electric, but I burn up, given how much money we all pay in taxes, while that liar keeps telling us the rich should pay their fair share, and the man who runs the Jobs Council, who runs General Electric, pays no taxes. It came out in the Huffington Post, which is as left-wing as it gets, this headline: General Electric avoids taxes by keeping $108 billion overseas. So even the left-wing HuffPost has finally heard Michael Savage. I've been on this topic of GE avoiding taxes at least since my book, Trickle Down, Tyranny, Trickle Up, Poverty. I pointed out all corporations who are hiding money, parking money overseas to pay no money in America. I'm all for tax loopholes being eliminated. For years, you've heard me rail against Jeffrey Immelt. To me, he's a villain. Jeffrey Immelt is what a villain is. If I were to make a villain in a novel, it would look like Jeffrey Immelt. It would be him, the same bouffant hairdo, the same suits, the same putrid smile, the same corporate mentality. He is the chairman of GE, which gives us Al Sharpton on MSNBC and the other midgets, the mental midgets. Why? I've told you 1,000 times, if I've told you once, why he would take a street radical, and put him on MSNBC and pay him $1 million a year or more. Because it's cheaper to pay him $1 million than put this illiterate moron on television than have him outside his door with rent-a-mobs, with buses. In other words, if he takes all the radicals and puts them on MSNBC, they're not going to be rioting outside GE saying, pay your fair share. That's why you heard nothing about it. So finally, even the Huffington Post wrote the article, General Electric avoids taxes by keeping $108 billion overseas. At the end of last year, that's up from $102 billion a year before, right? GE said in the filing that it reinvested most of these profits in foreign business operations and does not intend to bring those profits back to the U.S. The practice of holding profits overseas has been highlighted as a strategy to avoid paying U.S. taxes. You ready for this kicker? GE paid no U.S. taxes at all in 2010, according to the Old York Times. An allegation GE spokesmouth Seth Martin called untrue in an email to the HuffPost Monday. GE did not comment on the $108 billion in profits overseas. 60 big U.S. companies analyzed by the Wall Street Journal kept an average of more than 40% of their annual profits overseas last year. Thanks to these practices, the U.S. is not only losing out on tax revenue, but it is also missing money kept overseas that will not be used to invest in the U.S. Apple, Microsoft, and Google together have more than doubled their overseas holdings over the past 2 years. Let me repeat it. GE, Apple, Microsoft, and Google, all parking money overseas. The drug makers Merck and Johnson & Johnson each saved about $2 billion last year by shifting profits overseas, according to Bloomberg. Bloomberg, I don't mean Bloomberg the mayor, Bloomberg News, reported that some congressmen, including Senator Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, God bless him, want to crack down on corporate tax avoidance. Are you listening to this? I believe that Grassley should not only crack down on corporate tax avoidance, they should imprison the people who run these companies who have cheated America out of taxes that are long overdue. You heard me. They should jail them. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Realtors have expertise in land development and management, retail, industrial, office, and investment properties. They have the experience, knowledge, and savvy to help you achieve your business and investment real estate goals. Realtors also have the power of the National Association of Realtors behind them, working with legislators and regulators to support the key role commercial real estate plays in our national economy. Ask for a professional who understands your commercial business. Ask for a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-6010 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-6010. 1-800-838-6010. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-6010.
Do you know which investment is projected to double in price? Let's ask Scott Carter.
It's not stocks, it's not bonds, it's silver.
What's happening with silver?
Shortages are showing up because supply is critically low. In just the last 10 years, 90% of the world's supply has been used up.
Where are the shortages?
Well, twice this year, the U.S. Mint has run out of silver.
So where's the silver price headed?
We believe all the signs tell us silver should be double where it is now.
Before we went on, you told me Lear has a special offer on a new silver coin. What is it?
It's a 1.5-ounce silver polar bear coin. It's minted it from the finest silver, it's the only 1.5-ounce coin on the market that carries a government guarantee, and it's eligible for IRAs. For a limited time, new customers can buy 20 silver polar bears and get one free, our lowest price ever.
Folks, call 1-800-601-8761 now. The offer is limited. Invest just $5,000, and for each purchase of 20 silver polar bear coins, you'll get one free. That's 1-800-601-8761, 800-601-8761.
Hi, Joe Putnam here at my huge GM pre-owned car and truck center here in Burlingame. We just finished remodeling, so I'm having a grand opening sale. Check our special internet pricing at PutnamGM.com. That's PutnamGM.com.
I'm on the go, and wherever I go, home goes with me. It's a little app called iHeartRadio. My favorite station's on here, and I keep up with the news and sports from the personalities I love.
Download the free app. Over 1,500 local stations ready to play. iHeartRadio.com.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee. Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. We're talking about Bloomberg being stopped at Munich before he bans white bread, bagels, knives, axes, hair dye, football, sports cars, and bicycles. And the judge is a genius. You have to read the case itself. I posted it up on michaelsavage.com. Southern California was hit by a 4.7 earthquake this afternoon. The area's largest in 3 years. 100 aftershocks following the trembler. North Korea scraps the truce. And our chief admiral in that area says the biggest problem is not North Korea, but global warming. I swear to God, it can't get any. This is like Potemkin's Navy now under Obama. He's like he's taken college idiots, brainwashed morons, and put them into positions in the military. It's a nightmare. I don't know how we can fight a war anymore. So here we are. Here we are. Hackers posed data on celebrities and officials. Hackers targeted police chief of L.A., Charlie Beck, Vice President Joe Biden, and other actors posting detailed financial information on the internet. Oh, I hope they didn't do it to me. 1-855-4. Al-Qaeda's chief pushes a stricter Egypt. Well, that's why Obama gave them F-16s and tanks, and why Kerry went and gave him $250 million. He said God's teaching must be carried out. How about banning of religious fanaticism in New York City, Mayor Bloomberg? I mean, you know that Bloomberg wanted the Victory Mosque at Ground Zero? Did you know that? Do you remember what this man, what a shame he made, a shanda on himself and his people? That the whole city was opposed to the Victory Mosque. And again, Mussolini Bloomberg was in favor of the Victory Mosque. And he said anyone who opposes it is a racist. This is a dangerous individual. A very dangerous individual, in my estimation. And he was stopped today at Munich by an intelligent judge in New York State. This is I'm excited because it's the first time I've seen these left-wing fanatics stopped. Do you know that? This is a seminal case. They have stopped the social engineering dead in their tracks. Yeah, of course Bloomberg will appeal it. He's not going to stop. But the case is so carefully written that I don't think they're going to be able to win on appeal. I don't think so. Okay? I have such good callers now. I don't know where to go. Let's make them 30 seconds or less. End of glass day. JR in Kansas, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation. JR, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please. Okay, we didn't get that one on. Very good call screening. New Jersey, WABC, Dugva. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Smith. I really appreciate everything you have to say, from beginning from Bloomberg to Al Sharpton to Immel. You're really great.
That's right. I know what I'm talking about. I do this for a living. I study from 6 in the morning. I make it sound like I'm just, talking, but I do my homework, Doug, and I'm Dugva. Thank you for the call. Bad cell phone. Bung. New York, WABC. Michael, fire away. You're on the air. Michael, go ahead. Oh, I don't understand. Come on. Go ahead. Talk. You're on the radio. Fire away.
Okay, yeah. I wanted to say that you hit the nail on the head a few minutes ago when you said that there are certain government people that don't want our minds to be stimulated. Quite the contrary. Right. They want us sedated.
Correct. That's why they're pushing medical marijuana. That's why they're fighting caffeine and sugar. In plain English, they want a stupid population that they can more easily bamboozle. Just as the Chinese were doped by opium and became a pliant mass for the English to control, so too it goes in America now with a drugged society. Drugged from childhood, from infancy rather, to death. Drugged to death, from infancy to death. The brightest children are put on Ritalin to basically put them in mental straitjackets, chemical straitjackets. If your child is too creative, watch out. He's targeted by the fascisti in the schools, and you're told that there's something wrong with him and put him on a drug that's nothing more than a chemical straitjacket. And by the way, make sure he takes medical marijuana and doesn't drink a soda.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Why did you feel so uncomfortable about anal sex with Travis when you had previously tried it?
In my previous relationships, it was only something we tried one time, maybe two times. And those were long-term relationships. The reason that was not a regular part of the bedroom curriculum was because it was uncomfortable. And with Travis, that was his preference, and that's one of the reasons I got the KY. It made it less uncomfortable, obviously. So that's why it became more regular in our relationship.
So you understand what I'm saying to you. From La Traviata to La Triviata in one generation. But America is just gripped by this. No one could stop watching. There are people who cannot stop watching the trial, and many of you have not watched it. You have no idea the depravity that we've been pulled down to because of this trial. Now you say, well, why are you playing it? You're feeding into it. You're being a hypocrite. Well, take that judgment if you wish. I'm doing it for a reason. I'm trying to show you. I'm a culture. I'm an observer of culture. As a man who has a graduate degree in anthropology in addition to several other graduate degrees, take it for what it is. I'm obsessed, fascinated, overwhelmed by cultural themes and issues. So if it's not just about politics, politics are in some ways a reflection of culture. And when you say conservative, you're talking about culture as well. You say liberal, you're talking about culture as well. You're talking about liberal versus conservative, you're talking about cultural issues as well. You're talking about the degradation of culture, you're talking about the difference between liberal and conservative, or liberal and traditional, if you want to put it that way. So that's why I'm doing the juxtaposition. There is a method to my madness here. You have to understand me to understand what I'm doing. And if you don't understand the show, it's a hard show to listen to in some ways. I got calls already. They're lining up. There are people who are not out having a good time with girlfriends, not out with family, not eating dinner, not watching television, not at the theater, not at the wherever. They're listening to Michael Savage on talk radio. If you care to join the conversation, tell me why you're obsessed with the Arias trial. Why has it gone on so long? Because the judge wants a TV show. The judge is a psycho. She should be disbarred for this, thrown off the bench for letting it go on like this. But nevertheless, this is what it's come to. Everything is show business. Hospitals are show business. A guy comes into I'm obsessed with it, with a show. There's a hospital show on ER room, stories from the ER room. I watch it sometimes at night. I know it's bizarre. Bizarre ER stories. Guys come in with like gunshot wounds, stab wounds. I'm amazed that I admire ER doctors now more than ever in my life. They're unbelievable to me. They're gods. What they can take off a stretcher, a piece of meat bleeding on the floor, and save it. God bless the ER doctors, the ER nurses, and the ER staffs. I watch it. Why am I watching it? Because I'm amazed. Now, that's a positive. You're taking a dying person, no matter what their situation may be, whether they're a gangbanger who was shot in a gang shootout, doesn't matter to the doctor, or a nun, a devoted nun who has a heart attack. It's all the same to them. They're saints. Saints. So we have a country that's the best of times and the worst of times. So when you just hear the conflict between liberal conservative, that's fine. That's one aspect of the cultural war, the fight for the society itself that's going on. WABC in New York City. Kathy, thank you for calling. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes. In answer to your question about what the gunshot and why she doesn't remember stabbing him, according to the medical experts, they don't believe he bled from the gunshot. And so her whole theory is that
the gun accidentally went off, and I don't remember stabbing him. But according to the experts, what they believe happened is she stabbed him, she slit his throat, dragged him back in the bathroom, and then shot him. He was already dead when she shot him.
Oh, my God. And she doesn't remember any of it, the doll.
Well, that's why she claims the gun accidentally went off, and I don't remember stabbing him.
But so, in other words, she'd get the death penalty if it was cold-blooded murder. Is that it? But if she doesn't know what she did, and she's just a poor little shrinking violet, and he abused her, and she was just defending herself, a little Thelma and Louise job here.
The stuff about the pornography, she's invented that. The police have found no pornography.
Well, if I were her family, I would sue the defense counsel for letting her enter that garbage, and the judge, into the courtroom. They should be sued for permitting my son, if I were them, to have not only him killed by this animal, but now to have his soul destroyed by her as well. I blame the defense counsel and the judge. They could be sanctioned for this. Where's the evidence to this? Because this biatch made it up?
Yeah, she's made up the pornography to say, I was abused as a child, my father slapped me, my mother carried a wooden spoon, and therefore I'm so traumatized that Travis might hurt a little boy, so this has just devastated me. There's no truth to any of this. No. Nope.
Kathy, are you an educated woman yourself? I mean, somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And did you have a profession, a job? Do you? You currently at work?
I'm actually disabled now, which is the answer to why I'm at home listening.
All right, but you sound like a cultivated person. Your voice is not that of a person who's uneducated. And here you are obsessed with this trial. Why?
Because, just like you said, I'm fascinated watching this young, beautiful psychotic. And I'm concerned that she's going to get off because she's a young, white woman who looks good. And it's...
Oh, my God.
When Casey
now you're bringing another element in, a racial element. I never even saw that coming. But now this is sort of like the O.J. murder. We're afraid it's going to be another O.J. job.
Exactly.
Where he killed him. Everyone knows that.
He was a celebrity and had lots of money for great lawyers. She can get off because she's a young, attractive white woman, and juries do not like to give young white women the death penalty.
Oh, my God in heaven. I didn't see that. But you're afraid she's going to get off is what you're saying. That's interesting in more ways than one. Okay. 855-400-7282. After all, you're all jaded. You know exactly what's going on. But the one that keeps coming up, if I go around on my bicycle during the day to go shopping or whatever, and I run into guys who come up and say, oh, Mike, blah, blah, blah. I say to them, what do you think about Obama buying 2,700 light armored tanks to go with their 1.6 billion bullet stockpile? I said, do you have to be a right-wing conspiracist to start to ask, why does the Obama administration need 2,700 tanks for the streets of America? And there's not a man I ask the question of who says, no, this is crazy. Why would the Department of Homeland Security, through the U.S. Army Forces Command, retrofit 2,717 of these mine-resistant protective vehicles for service on the streets of the United States? Can anyone answer that? Is there a liberal lawyer in this audience who sneers at me every day because he knows he's smarter than everybody on the planet since he gets away with thievery, murder, graft, and corruption? Tell me why your boss, Mao Obama, would buy 2,700 tanks for the streets of America. Tell me what they need it for. If you missed the Friday show, which most people do, I found out that most people don't listen to radio late night on Friday. It's a shame, but you missed the great show because I do a show every night. It doesn't matter if there's 5,000, 50,000, 100,000 every quarter hour. I don't know what the number is. I do the same show, meaning I give it my all. I did a show on Friday that was stunning. And if you missed it, you missed it. See, people are jaded. Whatever you say, oh, I heard that before. Big deal. Move on. Let me hear something important. Well, I said that anti-Semitism has become fashionable amongst liberal Jews and liberals today, and I didn't know why. It was a great show topic. I played Hava Nagila Hava. And I ask you, why is it that Joan Drivel would do this? But all right, that's old already. Move on. Let's move on. Me. You know what I really wanted to talk about? It's such a heartbreaking story. The newborn baby. Here's a young couple, very religious Jewish couple. They're rushing to the hospital. She's pregnant. She feels the baby, whatever, kicking. She has pregnancy pain. They call a car service in New York. They race to the hospital. An illegal alien T-bones them in a drive in a crosswalk. Young people in their 20s, right? The baby is delivered prematurely and lives for a while and then dies. Then the Orthodox Jewish people bury the parents and the baby. So I say to you, how do you believe in God after a story like this? Now, I'm throwing it out. I'm throwing down the gauntlet on this because there's atheism in the air. And I'll tell you something. Yeah, I look in the Holocaust, 6 million Jews died. Many of them were religious. They went to their graves, leaving behind their prayer shawls and their books in the God they believed in. It helped them an awful lot as they were thrown into the ovens and the pits. Yeah, that's why the Israelis learned to have a Bible in one hand and an Uzi in the other. They learned something from the 1940s. Now, you can believe in God. Just make sure you have an Uzi in the other hand and you know how to jump out of a plane with a parachute. That's all. Teach your children the same thing. But how can you believe in God? I'm challenging you now. I see stories of a Christian school goes on an outing. The bus falls down a ravine and 25 teenagers, all Christians, die. Why? Well, they did something wrong? I want to ask people who are religious to call my show and explain to me how this could happen in a world where there's a just God. I want an answer to that. Do you know the story? And I probably didn't make it to your local paper because they were Jewish. If they were illegal aliens, the mother and father, better yet, crack addicts, and they were T-boned and killed, then it would be, of course, in your local paper. But nevertheless, we have a young couple racing to the doctor at the Long Island Hospital in Brooklyn, and their Toyota Camry livery cab is broadsided by a speeding BMW driven by an illegal alien. The parents, you got to see the picture of this. It's beyond belief. It's why I drive big cars. After this, I got to get rid of the Fiat 500. I'll let the guys who drive it drive. I'm not driving that anymore. In fact, I'm thinking of selling my 65 Caddy, which I jokingly say the reason I keep it is because it's a time in America when the chrome was thick and the women were straight. But I'm putting it up for sale. I may get it back. It's 20 feet of car. Solid steel, no aluminum. And I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. Our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
The best damn morning show, period.
Joe Butthead, what an idiot.
Got a shotgun? Anybody got a shotgun? Get yourself a shotgun, people.
Stand up for Chuck.
Come on,
it's a three-letter word,
J-O-B-F. A shotgun. Shotgun. Come on now, people. If you want to save yourself and your family, get
God
a shotgun.
Everybody stand. You can't stand up, Chuck. Everybody stand up for Chuck.
Chuck.
Oh, come on.
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi there, I'm Renee Richardson, and I'm here to take a moment to tell you about a really good experience I just had. We're doing a bit of remodeling, and one of the things on the list was the bathroom. Total redo. Now, the hubby is handy and all. He's a carpenter. But one thing he's not fond of? Painting. So we called the pros, CertaPro Painters. From the moment we made the call, we were taken care of. Prompt callback, easy appointment time, thorough consultation, and most of all, a true professional who took the time to listen to what I wanted. Tim at CertaPro Painters may have sided with my husband on the color choice, but he was very good at explaining why the choice would work for us. It's a very personal thing. It's your home. It's your style. And you're going to have to look at it every day. You should have your painting done right. CertaPro Painters did it right for us. They're neat, professional, and courteous. Call them up and see for yourself. 1-800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. Oh, and if you're not terribly color savvy, they have color experts on staff to work with you. It's very reassuring. Check out the website, CertaPro.com. That's CertaPro.com. I think you'll be as impressed as I am. CertaPro Painters, because painting is personal.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-467-5160. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles, but there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-467-5160. That's 800-467-5160. Call 800-467-5160.
Your favorite radio station really helps you out. It wakes you up in the morning, plays the music you love all day, and keeps you in touch with what's happening around you. Now, it just got better. Thanks to iHeartRadio, you can take your favorite station in your mobile device, including iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and more. Download the free iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. Your favorite station with the music and personalities you love is always just a click away. Thanks to iHeartRadio.
On the next morning show, you'll discover that we're the only station that does Ticked Off just right with a smile on our face. Join us 5 to 9 a.m., me, Brian Sussman, and the ladies on KSFO.
It's like the Lusitania tonight on the Savage. I don't care. I am so loaded for a radio show. I could do a show. If I didn't get one caller now, it wouldn't matter to me. I like callers. They make my show because I'm the best callers in the business. If I have to listen to one more show with dead voices calling about the Constitution or the debt, I swear to God I'm going to go out of the radio business. I can't hear it. I can't take it. I can't listen to it anymore. The debt's running. The debt clock's running. We know that. It's bad radio. Radio is an entertainment medium. You can be sad. You can be tragic. You could be depressed, but it has to be part of a context of lifting the audience into another realm. If you're not doing that, you may as well go to NYU and teach a course in Obama bashing 101 or an advanced course in Obama bashing. I mean, he deserves it. The guy is a petty dictator, and he's destroying the country and possibly the world. I understand that. So here we are. Maybe, you know, Obama said something interesting, though. You got to give him credit. Obama and his allies in the progressive communist media told us that even the most severe gun laws must be passed, quote, because Obama said if we save even one life from gun violence, it's worth it. Now, that makes sense, doesn't it? That's about the most infantile, idiotic thing I've ever heard. Because if you use that knowledge, that nonsense, rather, that if we save even one life from gun violence, it's worth eliminating the constitutional right to bear arms, why not eliminate the First Amendment and take away our guns? I think that we should register books. All of my books, for example, should be registered. And I think that there should be reasonable restrictions on the First Amendment as well, because if anybody reads, for example, A Time for War, they may get mad at the Chinese government, unlike some in America who are in love with the Chinese government. I mean, you know, and therefore I think my books should be registered, and anyone who buys my books should be registered, along with law-abiding gun owners. After all, books can be dangerous. Look what Mein Kampf did to the world. Look what Karl Marx, the Communist Manifesto, has done. right? I mean, so therefore books can be powerful tools of repression. And I think that as a result of that, if you think that if we save even one life from book violence, it would be worth it. So that's the next thing we should talk about. I am going to play the Dennis Rotten tapes. For this has been moron to go to North Korea, and say that death camps and prison camps are not his business, just politics. It just shows you why I have such a respect for basketball players and ball players in general. Dennis Rotten goes to North Korea and comes back in love with the Hitler of North Korea. And he asks about the prison camps. They ask him about the prison camps. And listen to what Dennis Rotten says in clip six.
This is all politics, right? This is all politics, right? And the one thing, he don't want to do that. He don't want to do that. But you know what, dude? It's more like it. I'm not like a diplomat. I don't want to do that. I don't apologize for him. I think the fact that, you know, he's a good guy to me. Guess what? He's my friend. Guess what? I don't condone what he does, but as far as a person to person, he's my friend. But as far as what he does, he can deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's no different than what Madeleine Albright said when she came back from North Korea with Looney's father. She enjoyed the bar mitzvah there. They threw her 30,000 slave bar mitzvah. She was in love. She boasted about the ice crystals. Oh, you never saw anything like it. The food, the people, the dancing. Nothing in America compares to it. She was no different than Dennis Rotten. So, I mean, I don't put him in a category different than her. He just has tattoos. She doesn't. So there's Dennis Rotten, goes to North Korea, comes back, and talks about it like Mr. Nut. But he sounds eerily like the following guy. Listen to this one.
These weapons, we're not talking about guns for your house and guns for hunting. These military weapons can blow up infrastructure. How about the hot guy's house who killed the people at Aurora? It was right near the airport runway. He could blow up airplanes with that stuff. Are we waiting for that? That's like the next step. These anti-American people, we're really arming to stop the government from taking. They're fighting the government. This is a Confederate ideology. This is like serious stuff with power to do something about how they feel.
All right, shut him up, because this man didn't. The pieces of sentences just came out of Jesse Jackson's mouth, basically saying that the Second Amendment doesn't apply because he doesn't like it. This is a Confederate army growing in America. You talk about planet paranoia. I mean, did this guy come from planet paranoia or what? So I think that the next thing Jesse Jackson should be obsessed about is the First Amendment, and that they should definitely register books that I write, for example, and books like that that talk about Obama and who he really is. And I think that they should put restrictions on the First Amendment that only Jesse Jackson and, let's say, Al Sharpton could approve what you read and what you say. Because, after all, they're men of God. And men who are as close to God as Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson would know more about the First Amendment than you cracker, Confederate, you.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-471-7570. Again, 1-800-471-7570. 1-800-471-7570.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Two adults and one juvenile have been arrested in the home invasion robbery of an elderly Redwood City woman. Police say they held her at gunpoint, then locked her in a bedroom while they robbed the place. The Clayton man accused of beating his father to death last week had a restraining order against him. The order said he was prone to rage and suffers from Asperger's syndrome. At the request of the 49ers, one street near the new stadium in Santa Clara will be named
after legendary head coach Bill Walsh. A second street will be renamed after Marie DiBartolo, the matriarch of the family that owns the team. Taking a look at the roadways, have a car fire being reported as you head for the Sonol Great northbound 680 Washington Boulevard. Looks like it's off to the right shoulder, but we do have fire trucks. Looks like the fire trucks now may be blocking the right lane, so some minor delays there. Northbound 280 San Bruno Avenue, have a crash there. CHP's on the way. I'm Dave Fowke, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-838-7060 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-838-7060. 1-800-838-7060. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-838-7060.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
Well, the fiscal cliff is history, but how will these new economic policies affect you and affect me? I'm Brian Sussman, and we already know that this year is going to cost us more than last year, so I'd like to invite you to a special financial seminar with Pat Vitucci. I'll be your MC. It's Tuesday, March 12th in Palo Alto, or Thursday, March 14th in Newark, both at 7 o'clock. Again, Pat Vitucci, financial seminar, free, no obligation, 7 p.m. at the Crown Plaza in Palo Alto on the 12th, or Thursday, March 14th, 7 p.m. at the Hilton in Newark. Just call to reserve a seat. 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305, or on the web, don'tinvestandforget.com.
For years now, you've been hearing testimonial reviews about Ovation Cell Therapy and how Ovation can
help grow your hair thicker, stronger, and longer.
Repair dry, brittle, damaged hair from overprocessing and heat styling.
Dramatically reduce hair loss and breakage due to stress or harsh medicines.
Restore your hair's healthy shine and appearance.
These testimonials are from real people with the same hair growth issues you have, and they love to share their stories.
I normally don't write reviews on products. Who has the time? But Ovation Cell Therapy is an exception. I've had a lot of bleaching and dyeing treatments over the years, so it's been important to use quality products. With Ovation Cell Therapy, the breakage caused by these treatments has completely stopped. My hair is stronger, shinier, and has more volume. I honestly wouldn't be without Ovation. It's that amazing.
For healthier, shinier, more manageable hair, log on to OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com and enter KSFO at checkout.
On the next morning show, you'll discover that we're the only station that does Ticked Off just right with a smile on our face. Join us 5 to 9 a.m., me, Brian Sussman, and the ladies on KSFO.
The first week of his career, he ran into a stone wall. But, you know, his enablers in the media wouldn't let you know that. Doesn't mean he's finished. Oh, he's going to come back worse than he was before the week. This is one tough, diligent dude. This dude's going to come back. That's what they got the tanks for, the 2,717 tanks. Armor-resistant, armor-protected vehicles for U.S. streets. See, they don't have treads because they break up the roads that Mr. LaHood is in charge of, Department of Transportation. So the new tanks for the American streets have tires on them. Look like kind of like an SUV with guns, with gun ports. Why does she need, why does she need 1.6 billion bullets and 2,700 light armored tanks? Why is there no immediate hearing in Congress? Can anyone answer that question? Where is Congress? How do you not become a paranoid conspiracy theorist when you read that Janet Napolitano, who is the biggest bully in America? You talk about bullying. Whenever she speaks, I feel bullied. I feel bullied when the minute she comes out and talks, I feel we're being bullied. What does she need all these bullets and tanks for? What is this all about? Drones, tanks, bullets. For what? Tell me what. Tell me what. Since Islamists are not our enemy, John Kerry just gave $250 million to the Islamists in Egypt who are burning down Christian churches and basically beating up Coptic Christians. He gave them $250 million because they say they're going to be good. Okay? But, so they're not our enemy. The Islamists are no longer a threat. There was no 9/11. Anyone who refers to 9/11 is probably a racist who hates Muslims. That'll be the next rule written by the Fahrenheit 451 crowd. So therefore, the American people should understand that we have no foreign enemies. China's not our enemy. After all, my book, A Time for War, was completely banned by the media, including your friends at Fox News, since they do tremendous business in China. The book's not allowed to be mentioned. So therefore, A Time for War, great novel, was not mentioned by anyone because the Chinese are taking over not only the film industry, but also the publishing industry. You don't know that. There's a new story about how they're buying screenplays and screenwriters to control what people see on the screens of America. A lot going on. A lot going on out there. Wake up. Went to the supermarket today. Ran into a guy. Started to chat. Just an ordinary guy. Didn't know who he was. Talk. Turns out he was a submarine officer. Blah, blah, blah. Comes from my part of the woods in Queens. He's stranded out here in the San Francisco area. So we were chatting as I was buying frozen scallops to cook for dinner because I can't. The restaurant food's killing me. Salted. Pyrophosphates. So I get like the frozen scallops. I notice they're getting tricky now. Chilean seafood is called Patagonian seafood. Oh, this is great. Scallops from Patagonia. That's nice, man. New country, Patagonia. I know it's like Tierra del Fuego. That's cool. But it's Chilean. It's from Chile. Everything's from Chile now. Oh, I eat Chilean grapes. Soon they'll call them Patagonian grapes. There's a lot to talk about tonight. I'm doing it. It's the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Tell me why the Department of Homeland Security, under the bully Janet Napolitano, would buy a billion bullets and retrofit 2,700 such vehicles for service on the streets of the United States. Tell me, you left-wing liars, you, that you don't understand what they're doing, and tell me that you're going to support that? You would support that? A left-wing socialist totalitarian police state is something you liberals would support? Are you people crazy? Don't you understand you've become the enemy that you've always feared? Don't you leftists understand that everything you said you feared you have become? No, I don't think so. I think you're blind. I used to call you red diaper doper babies, an original phrase. I mean, I inherited red diaper babies. We all know that. But I made it RDDB, red diaper doper baby. I would say that I would change that from red diaper doper baby to red diaper doper drug babies, RDDBs. Because in addition to marijuana, most of you are drugged on antidepressants. And when you mix serotonin reuptake inhibitors with marijuana, with alcohol, and with 30 years of left-wing academic insanity, what you have is Obama worshippers. So, no one called on that. There's not one big-mouth lawyer from NYU who's going to take time out on his car phone to explain to me why the biggest bully in America would need 1 billion bullets and 2,700 light-armored tanks, MRAPs. Why? You don't even understand what I'm saying to you because it didn't make it to your local government newspaper. See, if this was a front-page story on in the New York Times, instead of a picture of a goon with a basketball in his hand and tattoos coming back and saying the guy in North Korea is his friend, you would understand what I'm saying to you, but your news is controlled. Once we lost the newspapers, we lost our country. So, here we are. Newborn dies day after parents tragically killed in hit-and-run crash and went to hospital, cops ID driver. So we can't cut 2 cents on every dollar of government spending, but the Islamo-fascists, known as the Muslim Brotherhood, gets $250 million from John Ketchup Kerry. John Ketchup Kerry gives $250 million to the Muslim Brotherhood, even though Coptic Christians are being persecuted in Egypt. Okay, what else? Chinese government launches screenwriting contest for U.S. writers. I couldn't make this up. L.A. Times. In the latest effort by China to expand its cultural influence and build stronger ties to Hollywood, government officials in Beijing are looking for U.S.-based screenwriters to help tell their stories. $100,000 to the winners, who the best screenwriters are. So they're taking over our movie business, taking over our book publishing business. We already know they have outlets that control a lot what's seen in the news. Not related to the next story. Mayor Bloomberg's net worth jumps $5 billion. making him 13th richest person on planet, which just shows you again that you can be very rich and be a moron. There's no question that this proves definitively that you can be a billionaire and be a putz. That you take away sodas from people, even though you made $5 billion more that year. That's how you get your rocks off. Unbelievable to me. I'll take calls on the tanks, on God. I don't want to do too many God calls. I'll do a few. I challenge you on the God call thing. You got the young Jewish couple. They're in their 20s. They're as pure as the driven snow. They're not innocent kids. I know what these kids are like. When they're young, they're as innocent as babies. They're like lambs. Okay? She's pregnant. They're racing to the hospital. Illegal alien T-bones them, kills the parents instantly, crushes them in a Toyota. The baby's rushed to the hospital, lasts a half a day, and dies. Now you're going to tell me you believe in God? So God wanted to kill them and the baby. They deserve to die. While pure evil walks the planet. Silence of the Lambs type people. Torturers, tormentors walk the planet. They were killed. You believe in a just God? Tell me how. So as I say to you, then you see the randomness of what's going on in this country. Attacks in the streets. People being jumped on and beaten up in New York City. Beautiful-looking blonde woman from Serbia is walking in the streets. A woman jumps out, knocks her down, and breaks her head on the sidewalk and smirks to the camera. Then it turns out the woman who did it four or five other times around the country. There are random attacks going on around America, and we're all looking the other way. It's like madness. The society is breaking down. See, I'm a student of nature. I got to tell you something. One of the things I like about going out on my boat is I see stability in nature. I observe the birds. I observe the seals. I observe the plant life on shore. As you know, I'm a trained naturalist. Okay, let's put it that way. So I'm on the boat. This is relating to society. We pass two little islands called the Brothers. One has a lighthouse on it that's a bread and breakfast, and adjacent to it is another brother island, a little one, that is birds, just all birds. And I've written about it in Abuse of Power, about the social order of the birds. I see thousands of cormorants flying in a flock that must have been a half a mile long in a beautiful formation, heading towards the Richmond Bridge, towards San Francisco. They're heading in that direction, coming off that rock, right? And I keep looking at it, and this line doesn't end, this line of birds. Thousands and thousands of these seabirds flying in order off that island. And as I get closer to the island, I notice something. They're leaving in a certain order. The birds are leaving the island in a certain order. They're not all randomly leaving that island. They didn't get a signal, and they all flew into each other's faces and broke each other's wings and beaked each other to death. Even the birds have an order to them, right? So now I say to myself, what's wrong with our society that it's breaking down like this? And the answer is quite simple. And before I finish this discussion, I will tell you that there are several species of birds that live in peace on that little island. You've got pelicans, you've got cormorants, you've got seagulls, and you've got others. They don't fight with each other. They all have found their own place on that rock, on that piece of real estate, and they all get along with each other. They know exactly how to get along. And I look at my society. Where's the order? What happened to the order in my life and in my society? Why are there so many random attacks? What's going on in this country? And then I realize one of the explanations can be found in the fact that the social engineers on the left have purposely flooded the country with dissimilar cultures, dissimilar religions on purpose. And they did so to break up the social order, to destroy the hegemony of the white European Christian. That's exactly what they did and why they did it. They did it so that there'd be random events of violence and confusion. They'd break the society apart so they can control you better. At least that's what came to me as I watched the cormorants flying from that little island of rock. And I don't think Darwin himself could have done a better job of social observation based upon the birds than I just did for you right here on the Savage Nation. So I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview. We recorded it. It's free. free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Julian with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Only America's largest gives you the reliability of the Safe Light Advantage. It's what makes us different. With over 5,000 mobile glass shops in all 50 states, so we're always nearby. And the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Make the safe choice.
Just ask your insurance company for SafeLight or call 800-800-2727 or go to safelight.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have a damp, musty smell? Well, watch out. That's a sign of too much moisture and not enough ventilation. And that can mean increased mold growth and the buildup of harmful toxins and gases. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Get the Wave Ventilation Unit. It will transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-888-964-WAVE. That's 1-888-964-WAVE.
Do you know which investment is projected to double in price? Let's ask Scott Carter.
It's not stocks, it's not bonds, it's silver.
What's happening with silver?
Shortages are showing up because supply is critically low. In just the last 10 years, 90% of the world's supply has been used up.
Where are the shortages?
Well, twice this year, the U.S. Mint has run out of silver.
So where's the silver price headed?
We believe all the signs tell us silver should be double where it is now.
Before we went on, you told me Lear has a special offer on a new silver coin. What is it?
It's a 1.5-ounce silver polar bear coin. It's minted from the finest silver, it's the only 1.5-ounce coin on the market that carries a government guarantee, and it's eligible for IRAs. For a limited time, new customers can buy 20 silver polar bears and get one free, our lowest price ever.
Folks, call 1-800-601-8761 now. The offer is limited. Invest just $5,000, and for each purchase of 20 silver polar bear coins, you'll get one free. That's 1-800-601-8761, 800-601-8761.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar. I'm excited to tell you about a revolutionary program that's turning the industry on its head. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-381-3900. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-381-3900. That's 800-381-3900.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-607-1909. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-607-1909. That's 1-800-607-1909.
Sean Hannity.
I'm not a politician. I'm trying to just get to the truth. So sometimes to get to the truth, you got to be tough with some people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
When I get into one of my moods, is I go out in a small boat I own, a real small boat. She's 22 feet. And I play a certain song, and it's a seaman's song. It's about they had really rough lives in those days. Tales of the sea, pirates and sailors and ships. They didn't live long lives. They had really rough lives. I mean, you talk about a rough job. It couldn't have gotten any rougher than being a sailor in that in those centuries. And there's a local artist named Skip Henderson. I've only met once. I've always loved his songs. He's not well known. He should be better known. And one of the songs that I play on my little boat with my dog, Teddy, and he likes when I sing, I've noticed that, you know, dogs are great. They're mimics. If I'm happy, he's happy. If I'm into one of my moods, he kind of, you know, withdraws. That's the beauty of dogs. They're our best friend for that reason. So when I get in one of my moods where I can't, like, go in a direction where my mind's taking me, I don't want to go there anymore, I become sardonic, and I play Billy Bones and other ditties. Let's play it right now by Skip Henderson. Bones, Billy Bones, Davy Jones,
and golden wenches bold, your last Billy Bones.
Billy Bones, Billy Bones, Billy Bones. Morning to you, Billy Bones, Billy Bones. Morning to you, charming Billy. When I last saw your hands, they was brown as my own. Now up through the white fingers, the grasses have grown. Anyway, you get the picture. One more stanza. Bones, 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 Billy Bones. Send him off to Davy Jones of rum, of gold, of wenches bold. You're like Phil Billy Bones. So you see, the reason I like these sea songs, because it's all about life and death, rough men at sea. And they lived with death, and they didn't exactly laugh at death, but they made music out of death. And they made songs about it. They made drinking songs about it because they knew they'd be next thrown overboard. You know, I'll shovel your bony in the sea, and I'll drink to your health, which you'll never see, without eyes, without lips, Scully Bones. Bones, Bones. So when I sing that on my boat with the dog, for some reason I feel better. I don't know why, but I feel better when I sing these kind of salty old pirate overtones. And I thought I'd take you on a little mind voyage with me. I've gone on a pretty big trip just now. For those of you who listen very carefully, you'll pick up the signals from the various and sundry sound bites and clips and whatnot, although they seem disconnected. The story of the cormorants and the social engineers on the left who have purposely flooded the country with dissimilar religions, dissimilar immigrants, in order to break up the hegemony of the white Christian male heterosexual in this country. And then you combine that with the tanks and the bullets and the taxation, and you understand that there's an absolute plan. That's the way I see it. And I haven't had anyone yet disagree with me. Nobody. WABC, John, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
You know, I've been listening to you about the 2,700 tanks, and there's a lot of messages. You know, they just briefly talk about drones, and I think there's a lot of more messages to come. I think it's just an underlying, you know, way for those of us who, I stress, will survive in the end of all this. That's their way of telling us, you know, listen, we got you covered. Don't think about coming up in arms. I mean, that's what the Second Amendment's all about.
But why are they so afraid of the American people? Why is this gang so afraid of the American people? What do they fear?
They fear the cell. I think they've been listening to a lot of cell phone chatter. I mean, I'm guilty of that cell phone chatter myself. I mean, I am from New York, and I can, when this year does pass, my AR-15s, my 30-round clips, none of that's going to be registered. It's going to sit in a nice lockbox buried beneath the surface of the earth waiting for that day. It's just my little insurance policy because I will be out of New York if that.
But did you hear what Jesse, the quote Jesse Jackson, who I call High Jackson for years, said about assault rifles, so to speak? Did you hear what he said? You know, he's talking because the government. You see, none of this happens by chance. Jackson's given the talking points by the Obamaites, and he goes out. Wait, play the Jesse High Jackson piece on guns.
These weapons, we're not talking about guns for your house and guns for hunting. These military weapons can blow up infrastructure. I went out to the hot guy's house who killed the people at Aurora. It was right near the airport runway. He could blow up airplanes with that stuff. Are we waiting for that? That's like the next step. These anti-American people said, we're really arming to stop the government from taking. They're fighting the government. This is a Confederate ideology. This is like serious.
You hear how crazy this man is? But this crazy man, High Jackson, was taking snippets of conversations that they stuck in his head over the last few days and weeks inside the inner circle of the lunatics running this country right now. Confederate Army, taking over the government, shooting down airplanes, anti-American people. You're the anti-American people who want to stop a gang that's bankrupting the country? You're the anti-American people who say enough is enough? You won't stop 2 cents on the dollar? Who's the anti-American people? So you have to ask yourself, as my caller is saying, John, he sees the picture. Now they're buying tanks for the streets. John, what do you think Obama's doing here?
I think at this point in the game, it's just their way of telling those of us who understand what's going on, it's their way of telling us, listen, sit right where you are, shut up, and drink the Kool-Aid like everybody else. Understand where your place is. Be quiet. Now, I understand what's going on. I mean, I have liberal friends. I live in New York. I'm surrounded by liberals. I've found myself in a way that I know not to even argue anymore. I just sit.
That's right. That's right. Now, that's wisdom. Wisdom is not even talking to them.
Yeah, I've learned not to. I don't even.
No, don't, because their minds are made up. They're blind. They're blind, deaf, and dumb. They will not answer you. They will not discuss with you.
The same statements over and over again. I have all. If I even start, I'll even have.
No, don't start. They have become everything that they said they feared their entire life. They are the new fascist movement of this country.
And those are the ones who don't see the messages that are being placed. And I'll be honest with you.
Well, let me tell you something else. The good liberals. Let's take a nightmare scenario together, John and everyone else. And I don't do this very often. I'm going to do it right now. Let's take the nightmare scenario. Obama triggers insurrection in the country by one of his acts. We can't take it anymore. Some nuts go off. They trigger it. He declares martial law. The tanks appear on the streets. And they start with loudspeakers like in communist China. Turn in your guns or else. Okay, nightmare scenario. The liberals would cheer him. Do you know that?
Well, liberals that...
John, if they burned books that they didn't approve of, the liberals would cheer them. I have a man who put a picture of me up in a restaurant in San Francisco sitting with Mitt Romney, and he said one of the liberals came in and said, take that picture down or I won't eat here again. I have people who go into bookstores and tell the owners, don't sell A Time for War. You shouldn't have that book in this bookstore. They are the new fascists. They are the Fahrenheit 451ers. What is he doing that makes you fear him? What does this man do? I should ask you, what doesn't he do? I could turn it around. It's almost like every policy of this man makes no sense to those of us who understand what it is to balance a budget, to run a sane foreign policy, to trust your people, to be a leader of the people instead of someone who divides the people. The man is the opposite of everything good about a president. And so I'll pause at that point because I think you understand where I'm coming from. You've heard it before, but it's certainly worrisome.
Savage.